Blog Talk Radio. Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotzoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday night, y'all. We ain't got but a few on here right now, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to play one more song, give them a chance to come on here. I had some people call me earlier today and said they had some things they wanted to talk about to make sure that I have a show tonight, and I told them that I would. It's no problem. So, I'm kind of waiting on them to come on. At least the regular people come on. But I guess everybody lost track of time tonight. Look like they coming on here real slow. So I'm going to just play one more song and see if that'll help me out.
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that tells this tale will be busy. He's a clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog.
More.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I?
Like I say, I don't know what it's going to be tonight. They're starting to fall on off in here. I just didn't want to get nothing started too deep until the guys that called me and asked me to have a show to make sure I had a show tonight. They still haven't showed up yet. But we're going to try to get this thing rolling and hope that everybody come on in here because I want to see what they got to say. You know, anytime somebody called me and try to make sure that I'm having a show, 9 out of 10 is going to be something to hear. And I guess it might be it might be some controversy. I don't know what it's going to be about. But I tell y'all right now, if y'all don't like controversy, you know, it might be a good time to get ready to cut on up out of here, at least be expecting it if it happens. But I'm just sitting here waiting and seeing what they're going to do. So while we wait, I like to play one more song to give them a little extra time to come on. If that don't get it going, after this song here, we just going to get it started.
Damn. I lick my balls. God.
You like that?
Put the muscles on.
Is it good?
Damn. Oh, shit. God damn, but you bit my... Damn. Shit, I said fuck the motherfucker. You biting me. Shit.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick? Does she know how to suck a dick? Well, I had that same problem until my bitch went out and bought NWA's new book entitled The Art of Sucking Dick.
Lesson 1. First, you grab the dick. Next, you gently lick it up and down. Then, insert it into the mouth.
Take it slow. Don't rush it. And before you know it, splash.
It goes one for the treble, two for the bass. She's got nuts all over her face. Kick, kick, kick.
Slow is the tempo, and Ren is gonna flow as I produce and illustrate you to a hoe. Caught on the late night, bumping on the bass pipe. She's a hype to catch her on the late flight. But back in school, she was a cutie. Yo, then after graduation, started giving up the booty in school. Stuck up, hair in a feather. Every time I asked her for the time, it was never ever once she would talk to Lorraine. Not saying that I wanted a date, she wouldn't even be my friend. But now in the 1990, I be praying that the bitch don't find me. Cause she got a gang of kids, nappy heads and all dirty. And she's getting pimped by a nigga that's dirty. I saw her hanging in an alley, bragging to her friends how she's hoeing in the valley. All by herself, going on a host roll, coming back home late nights with the bankroll. You know a bitch like that makes me sick, but I heard that she sucks a good dick.
What do you want me to do with it?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
She swallowed it, yeah.
At a high school stand, me and the niggas failed in. I saw her sitting with a friend with a grin so sexy. Thought she was all that. She wouldn't even look at us because we wore the black hat. She was a sucker, bitch, on a public floor. But an innocent prostitute behind closed doors. On the street, she's a late night feature. Walking home from school, I saw her sucking a nigga's dick under the bleachers. She tried to hide her face, but a bitch full of nuts couldn't escape in the case of disgrace. If I ever, ever saw one, there wasn't a nigga on the block late at night not getting done. So she begged me not to tell her so. Then I said, of course, cause my dick, yo, is harder than a totem pole. Then again, it don't concern me, cause there's a slight chance if I fuck, she might burn me. And then I'ma have to shoot the hoe. I mean, check her with the quickness, just to let her know. But to prevent from getting sick, I would just prefer to let her come and suck my dick.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
But does she suck a good dick?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
She swallowed it, yeah.
Now I was at a club on a late, late Sunday, creeping out the bitches to the next day, Monday. Had a couple of drinks, so I was feeling good. Then suddenly I saw this bitch that lived in my neighborhood. A restroom and stick my dick in her mouth like a wet broom. So I grab her hand and she's with it. But when she turns sober, she'll never admit it. So while she's drunk, I better get it quick and see for myself if she sucks a good dick.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
What do you want me to do with it?
Don't matter, just don't bite it.
It's the big dick, baby. I wanna fuck you.
It's the world's biggest dick.
Don't matter.
It's the world's biggest dick.
No matter, just don't bite.
But does she suck a good dick?
No matter, just don't bite.
She swallowed it.
So there you have it, a job well done. But for now, let me get back to what I was doing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, here it comes.
Ooh, shit.
God,
you like
damn
that?
God damn.
Get it off, baby. Get it off. Suck this dick.
Tell me about it.
Suck this dick for daddy, baby.
Is that how you like it?
Dick. You know you like it. Suck it. Oh, she's swallowing it.
She's swallowing.
Oh, shit. Get it all,
baby. Get it all. Suck this dick for daddy. Hey. Oh, shit. Wait till I tell the fellas how you suck.
All right, sir. That's enough for that. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on and see if we can find a talk about here, y'all, because it is a Friday night, and we just going to go and do what we're going to do. They might be a little slow coming on, but maybe they'll come on shortly. But like I said, we ain't gonna wait no longer. So if anybody want to raise your hand and come on in and talk about something, y'all can come on in and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. What's some of my fellas that out there? Because I don't want to talk to myself. Cause I ain't got shit to talk about, really, you know. It ain't really nothing going on. And we just going to try to make it happen. Uh-oh. What's going on?
The champ is here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, champ. How you doing?
I'm good. The baddest F-body in the Midwest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you seem to be showing that right now. Yeah, it's probably a couple of people that's going to contest that and try to find out if that's a true statement you just made. But I'm going to be excited just to see them fight about it.
I like that.
You know?
I like that, Big Eddie.
Yes, sir. That's a bit. Yes, sir. I like them F-bodies. You know that. You know I like them F-bodies,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I know you like them.
Yeah, man, we got a couple of them floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm be cheering for you. You know?
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I like what I seen, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm like Ryan put that picture on Facebook. Of them three hell bodies.
Yes, sir.
Damn Private Ryan, something else, eh?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's something else, man. He know he can lay it down. He be talking some shit, boy. I heard that all going on last night. I heard
he
all that
something.
Shit going on last night.
He
yeah, I was
the
dare. All right. Well, you know if I'm able, I'm going to try to be there to see that, especially if y'all gonna be in the north and go up to Michigan. Hey man,
exactly.
I'll definitely be there if the Lord permit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, I'm going on
yeah,
B bodies,
B bodies. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I wonder if the greatest co-host in the world. Got anything to talk about? The worldwide co-hosts.
Who that?
Hey, Big Eddie. What up,
man? Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
Oh,
what up, kid?
What up, kid?
Nothing much. Yeah, it was a whole lot. I saw that picture Ryan goddamn it posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
How he stuck his foot off. How he stuck his foot off in them three everybody's ass. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Nice,
oh, man.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Damn, Ryan, something else.
Man, that goddamn Ryan is bad acting, man. He's bad acting. Yeah, man, that goddamn tape.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, somebody got to come along and put him in his place. That's all.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna take. who's gonna do it? I don't know, but that's what it's gonna take.
That miss,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, this year is basically over for us. You know, everybody definitely put them up for the winter, unless I guess they plan on traveling and
question,
going to Florida
question,
or something
question,
like that.
Question, Eddie. Is there any truth to Terrio and Preacher Boy locking in for Sunday?
Oh, did they?
I ain't heard nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You got a hand up.
Talking.
Maybe somebody knows something.
Fucking Vaughn, man. That second ass motherfucking Vaughn, man. And he won't go. That faggot on the phone.
Terrio.
Jacking all over.
Oh, okay.
Shit, man. We trying to run a train on that faggot ass Vaughn. That motherfucker feels sick. He feels sick right now.
He won't go.
That motherfucking pill set.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
This whole team has a Terrio. That big bone, ball head. That big bone and ball head ass motherfucking cat bubble. Bitch ass yak. Them motherfuckers, man. Them motherfuckers. Me and Peter, them trying to fuck them, man. They won't go.
They ain't going, huh?
Mm-mm. Hey, Terrio, did you hear that question, key of that?
What the heck?
Go ahead, key of that.
Who that talking about putting Sarge in his place?
Huh?
I'm going to get Sarge over here. Who that talking about putting the arrow, the cap, and the four-star general in his place?
Well, the sheriff is doing his thing. And you know, since Vic went off to put peel popping ass Vaughn in this place, Vaughn ain't been the same. You know that I put the chip in. Hell, Vic just put the whole shaft in the motherfucker. Vaughn still hurt. The Chicago connection and fucked him up.
That damn
motherfucker
crazy,
that me and that motherfucking boy, Vic. Man, Vaughn, he ain't the same no more, man. That motherfucker there ain't here. Vaughn fucked up, man. That dude there quiet now. Hey, man, who do this remind you of? Raylo, man. Vaughn almost like he in the early stages of Raylo, man. If you got to fuck that boy up, Vaughn ain't the same, man. He ain't the same at all, man. Where he at?
I don't know.
Ain't on the phone.
I don't see him yet. He ain't raised his hand if he is.
Now, Terrio, you know, send him into hibernation, huh?
Hey, kid, act proportion. He says any truth about you and Peter Boy.
Hey, man, get your peel popping ass on the phone. That me and a Vic want to laugh at your ass, boy, man. Hey, Vaughn, what do me and Vic have in the comments with you? We both fucked you, didn't we? Hey, man, are you still peel sick? You still peel sick, man.
Terrio, why do you want to play on the phone, man? I don't want to play.
Hey, man, I'm trying to knock your trick ass in, motherfucker. I know you don't want to play with me. You don't want to play with me, Puerto Rican Pete. You all fucked up. You all over the place, man.
Man, Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you, man? You need some attention.
No, you ain't the same. You just ain't the same, man.
I just don't want to bother with you. I let somebody else with you, man.
Lenny
was just trying to lock in. Did I holler with them? Nah.
No, I mean, if you scared of them, if you scared of them, you ain't the same. That's what we all worried about, man.
I didn't beat Lenny senseless, man. What else?
Okay, hold it. But hold it. You wasn't running Lenny, though. You was running his son, Puerto Rican Pete's son, and y'all 1-1. And he wanted to finish it off. Me and you, you ain't never beat me driving, motherfucker. Why not?
Man.
This year you beat him. He beat y'all. We trying to have a motherfucking thing. a grand finale Sunday, because it's supposed to get cold, and then we're going to go and put these motherfuckers up after Sunday. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you, man. I want to cook your turkey. I want to plump. I want to cook my turkey.
How?
I got my dad. I got, no, hold it. You told me what I had. You told me what I had. I got my dad. Y'all,
you know,
come on, man. Everybody
hurts. Rush your
man
up,
man.
Why can't
you man
up for a change?
Man, you told me I had to cut out. I'm going to go inside of it, man. You faggot motherfucker.
You
talk
too slick to be big.
I talk like this. I've been talking like this.
Talk
put
like
me in my place. Put
talk
me in
like
my place,
bed.
You faggot motherfucker.
Like
put me
bed.
In my place.
I'm talking like the
motherfucker that told me I had to cut out to get my junk back together.
Talk like
that ride came in. Well. Hey, I didn't change one motherfucker.
Like
I changed all. I changed all eight of them, motherfucker. I'm back, motherfucker.
Well, thank somebody right then.
I want to fuck with you. You the only one that was playing with me then. You was dumbass yakking, y'all, and you're dumbass, yeah. Too. Puerto Rican Petey don't want to play, too. We want to tag team. When is the motherfucking tab over running money? When are you tired of running money, man? Come on, man.
I'm tired of you, bitch.
You told me to get my bitch ass in the car. You said get my crooked-ass leg ass in the car. I'm going to drive the car. And we're going to do it Sunday, motherfucker, like you said. What did you tell me? 2 o'clock. And it says, no, you didn't. My dad was on the phone, man. I'm going to get it. I'm going to let you make all the rules. That once I just wanted to play a game with your trick-ass motherfucker. Once I said, I'll show you after the race. But I'm going to show you before the race. That motherfucker is that motherfucker. Small block. 2 o'clock in the stage lane. 525 or better. You drive, I drive. Track rules, you faggot motherfucker. A fucking way now.
All right.
Look at you. Look at you. You humble boy. You a humble motherfucker now, man. Vic, it's all your fault, man. It's all your fault. Took that motherfucker down that motherfucker.
Hey, it ain't my fault.
It
ain't my
too.
Fault. I had a job to do when I did it.
Well, you did it very well. Hey, man, them motherfuckers talking about Chicago tracks don't hook. Shit, got to go way out of town, boy. Get on one of them good tracks, boy, and watch what I do. That dumb motherfucker done the same goddamn thing his dumb ass would do up here.
Damn.
You a dumb motherfucker, boy. You went all the way down. You went 100 miles away from home to get your ass whooped. You couldn't get that ass whooped right up here in Chicago. I really used to think that you was... But I know it's all on pill poppers. See, man, you had a successful year that last year because you was racing from the couch. You was the coach. Now you try to be a coach and a driver. Man, you as dumb as it come, man. Once you was calling the shots last year, you was in the house. You didn't come outside to play. You was really successful. Now look at you. You all over the place, you dumb motherfucker. Get your ass up.
Lord,
get up.
House.
Get up.
Man,
motherfucker. I want to beat your ass. I want to beat your ass.
It disappeared when it was time to lock in 3 times already.
Yeah. Okay, I bet you won't lock in now. We're going to run the train on you, boy.
Terrio, do you know who you're talking to?
Second ass father, that dumb motherfucker, that pill popping drunk. That motherfucker, he pill sick now. He ain't dope sick, he pill sick. Motherfucker. That motherfucker said, hey man, he my motherfucker. I told him, he said that, hey Terrio, I don't mind you calling me a motherfucker. I told him yesterday, motherfucker, do you know what a motherfucker is? A motherfucker, I'm looking for that motherfucker named Vaughn. If y'all happen to see that motherfucker, tell that motherfucker that Terrio
come on,
get his motherfucking ass on the motherfucking track.
Come on, Bernie.
Motherfucker.
God damn.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Lord, I'm
motherfucker, Bernie. He told me that I could call him motherfucker. Man. He my motherfucker. Motherfucker. No, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I wanna be able to put some cake in his ass. It is coming, baby. Vaughn.
No.
That motherfucker's sick, man. Let me
man, I ain't don't. I'm just letting that boy have fun. He ain't talking about
yeah. I bet you won't lock that boy in. I bet you won't lock him in.
I don't even want to raise you, Terrio.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, you motherfucker, as long as I can make you back in the corner. That's all I want to do.
All right, back in the corner.
I don't want to deal with you, man. Man, get my dad. Man, I get my dad on the motherfucker phone. I'm going to shut up. Listen to the steps. I want you to lock me in like you did last time, motherfucker. You called me. Mm-hmm. You had my dad on
you
the phone.
You make it too difficult.
And we like, oh, man, it's just too difficult. Look at you all soft now. You all
ain't nobody got time for
any other time, Dad, before you took all them ass whoopings, that before you, something wrong with you. Vic didn't fuck you up, that's all. Yeah, he went down there and took your dumb ass, went way out of town, talking about the tracks in Chicago. Ain't no goddamn good. Your dumb ass can't get down the track out of town like you can't get down one in Chicago. You ever thought about it with that piece of ass shit car you got, motherfucker? You ever thought that might be the problem? Dumb motherfucker. And now that Mike Riley got motherfucking broke his clumbatoe foot and shit, your ass, that door because you ain't trying to lock in. Your motherfucking ass. Goddamn shame, boy.
What
you going
talking
down?
About, man?
Hey, huh?
What is
Mike Riley. Is his foot broke? Is his foot broke?
What you talking about, man?
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm talking about. That's because you ain't doing it, boy. The great white hope that right now he ain't around, you motherfucker.
Well, you should have got you some lock-in money then.
Oh, man, shit. You wouldn't have been trying to lock in, motherfucker.
I wasn't. You know
you
was to deal with.
You wasn't trying to lock in.
Ain't nobody
you was
in Chicago this difficult to deal with. Nobody.
Man.
Oh, come on,
only thing you got to do. Hey, man. On the Big Eddie show, I want to get a lock in on the Big Eddie show. I want to get a lock in on the Big Eddie show. I want to get a lock in on the Big Eddie show.
Hey, man, it don't never take that long to lock in no race. It don't take no week and a half.
A week and a half. Motherfucker, you talking about Puerto Rican Peter don't was ducking you. Talking about Preacher Boy don't was ducking you. Now no motherfuckers tell you to get out of it. Oh, man, I just assembled the car. I got to put, man, you can lie, motherfucker, fire. It just okay. You fucked up, man. You just fucked up. Your whole thing fucked up.
But yourself.
What's that? Huh?
You worry about
I'm trying to lock up. No. Lock me in then, motherfucker. Show me. Let's find out there who's whooping there. Me and you. Motherfucker. Hey, Eddie, have I ever had a lock in on your show? I want to have one on your show.
Yeah. All right, be nice.
Yeah, I want to have a lock in on the Big Ed. Shit, this motherfucker's dead. Motherfucker. Hell. Goddamn shame, man.
So
and I'm still dragging on Vic.
The race,
it's
at
all
the Grove, Vic's man.
It's all Vic's fault. Man, Sunday, then it's going to be the good-ass day. We can go on to put these motherfuckers to sleep. That's good next year. I want to do that to that motherfucker something to think about up over the winter time. But hell, he got Vic on his mind too much already. He's fucked up. Hey, Vaughn, I bet you won't fuck with the mistress no more, would you? You ain't gonna fuck with him no more, is you? Easy, Vaughn. You ain't gonna fuck with him no more, is you?
They'll stop before I stop, Terrio.
You can stop now. Did you talk about, man, I raised in Chicago. Man, Puerto Rican Pete and them trying to fuck over you. You over there?
Baby, I gonna lock y'all in. If I lock 10 million in, I'm going to lock y'all in. That's it with your soul, motherfucking ass head on the soul this morning. Am I lying or what? Am I lying? This boy is trying to lock you in.
Yeah, man.
I want to show the world that you ain't shit. Talk about you race car Vaughn. You ain't Vaughn. You ain't no goddamn race car Vaughn. You a race car thumb, motherfucker. Talk that bullshit. I ain't like what you did to me yesterday. You going to put that big bowling ball head, motherfucker. Jack Bubba on the phone with me, man. That motherfucker ain't in my category, motherfucker. Hell, you get on the phone with me, motherfucker. Told you. You got the Thug Von name, and my Von, V-A-U-G-H-N, is the way it's spelled. You faggot motherfucker. Get your ass down Sunday, motherfucker.
Jeez.
Soft ass. Shit. Let me go on. Just try to go on. Get me a good fucking. This motherfucker ain't gonna do shit. Motherfucker. Yeah. Man, let me call Yakko, motherfucker. That big bowling ball here, motherfucker. And get your medicine over there. Okay, because you pill sick. Yeah. You ain't dope sick. You pill sick, motherfucker. Man, look out. Quiet. Motherfucker Sam. He had text you. She said he text you 8 times last night. You had looked at them texts that Lizzie was calling you out last night. Hey, man, what Vaughn and Jack Bubble at? You said you looked at the phone and saw that motherfucker text you and shit. He's like, man, I ain't fucking with no boys, man. See, I can't stand it. Motherfucker, another loss to me or motherfucker little Stevie, you gonna commit suicide, man. That shit. I tell you, I'm gonna put you out of the race, man. And Vaughn, you ever beat me before? Vaughn. I need to say it, motherfucker, alone, man. Jim crying. Jim is feeling the same right now.
Stereo, you crazy.
Jim is feeling, man.
Man.
Motherfucker, you feel the same bad, y'all. Let me leave him alone. And then it's yours. Let me be quiet. I'm sorry for bothering y'all, so, man. Y'all was having a good conversation, man, if I came on here.
Man, we wasn't having shit. We just talking.
I'm trying to pull this faggot motherfucker out the bushes and shit. This motherfucker will go down the couch pouting. Yeah. That motherfucker thinking about Vic. Put all that ride in him. Then he had my crooked egg ass smoke about. I started to shit Vic. You just ate Vic that we running a marathon. I started it, I passed the baton to you. You passed it back to me. And I want to pass it before we can beat the ball. I want to get this motherfucker hard with him. This motherfucker won't go. He is, man. I call him a fucking Yankee, though. I call him if you bring him his nuts, and he might get amped up to shit because he peels shit right now. Yeah, I'm going to try to have a show. That motherfucker ain't going. Dang it, motherfucker.
Hey, Cal. Good morning, man.
Everybody gonna be out at the Grove tomorrow. I mean Sunday.
No.
Huh?
I don't go without a lock-in. I don't go without a lock-in. I say,
you don't have a lock-in already?
No. Hell no.
Oh.
That faggot motherfucking preacher boy. Pirate ass and shit playing games. He's soft motherfucker. He on the phone playing games. Just fucked up. See, man, when I had no oil pressure, I was hurt. I was quiet. But, I'm like that motherfucking Independence Day when he was going back to the alien ship and he was going up there and he said, I'm back. or better yet, I told that motherfucker Vern, I analyzed the situation, and I told him, I said, I'll be back. That motherfucker said that, man.
Oh, man, that's the Terminator.
Yeah, man, let me leave him alone. Leave his self-ass alone. That motherfucker hear him crying. Yeah.
Man. I thought it was something going on tonight. People calling me and asking me to make sure I have a show tonight. And I don't even see them nowhere around.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
man.
How they think the show started, goddamn.
You see what other people find? I'm going to say that, yeah. Them, man.
So if anybody else got something they want to say, they might as well come on with it, man.
Yeah, they might as well. You ain't
acting
brownie. That motherfucker
peel sit,
man.
Peel
popping motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Because I'm going to give this show a little more time to get going. And if it don't happen, night night.
Oh man, not the night night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Anybody got some tech talk? Blood race history, anything y'all want to talk about? Let's get something going here.
Well, who will be crowned the king of Chicago in grudge racing?
I don't rightfully know. Some people
uh-huh.
say they already in there, and I think it's a toss up between some people. But I don't
mm-hmm.
have no part in the player or the say, so I'm going to just keep my ass out the way
mm-hmm.
and see how I come out.
Yep.
Yeah, see how I come out. But whoever get it, I feel they should deserve it because it's got to be pretty close among some people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it got to be pretty close between some of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Was anybody locked in for the first day the track open next year?
Not yet. Somebody
oh, okay.
tried to lock in for that, but that's a hard lock in right there because the first day it opened, it might be a disaster. And then a lot of time it'd be track got to get their rubber down. It's cold. Or the ground's still cold. And a lot of people don't like taking their cars out until the track come around, you know. Start warming up and getting rubber down on it, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I know that we'll lock in for the first day the track open now.
Yeah, they did, and they tried to do it this year, but it didn't happen. Not yet, anyway.
That's some people that really don't want to race because they know ain't nothing gonna happen on the first day the track open.
Oh man,
I'm with you on that, Vic.
Yeah, them the ones that try to lock in for the first day. They had all summer to lock in, and then they want to wait till the first day the track open to lock in.
Oh, man. In other
yeah.
words, Vic, there's a lot of pump faking, huh?
A whole lot of pump faking. There's going to be a lot of people coming out the bushes now. They know the season
yeah.
over with.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
They all going to come out the bushes.
fuck around and get run over now.
Yeah, man.
Every goddamn get speeding tickets, trying to get to the track.
Well, that's what the Winter National is all about.
Uh-huh.
You know, Chuck always pulling the Winter National shit on me. So, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. He always get mean, rough and tough when he know it ain't nothing happening, you know.
Man, you talking about Chi-Town Most Wanted, Chuck?
That'd be him. Matter of fact,
okay.
Nickname, a.k.a. Chuck, my duck. Quack, quack,
okay.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Man. Yeah, man. You can tell it's winter time and people got the sniffles. It's getting all this warm weather and cold weather and warm weather and cold weather. Y'all got to dress the same. Uh-oh.
Yep.
We got a hand up. We got a hand up. Okay. This is safe.
Yay!
What up, 2285? Your mic is open.
What up, Eddie?
What up, Leon? What's happening, man?
Oh, man, just calling and calling in. Checking it out.
Yeah.
What up, kid?
Shit. Your world, man.
Yeah, so yeah. On my way home and get in that heat and them pillows and them and sheets and get me some good breath.
I heard
yes,
that.
Sir.
It's here. Ain't nothing we can talk about now.
Yeah. They saying it's supposed to get down to 20 tonight.
It's cold up here. Now.
20. I don't think it's gonna get that cold.
It's cold here now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be in the morning.
Wow.
Hey, I don't really, it doesn't bother me. I don't care what it do. All I do is if it get too cold, I keep them gas tanks filled up and keep that heat rolling. That's all.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask a question. I know everybody's going to get excited about it, but how about them baths, y'all?
Oh, Lord. Eddie, I wish I had the way to shut the show down. I shut the show down.
Who?
I shut the show down. Them motherfuckers sorry as all get out.
I would have told you they had moved to Indiana, but I don't think Vic and Leon want them over there either.
No, we don't want them over here.
Oh, they can stay where they at. That's my team,
hey,
but
kid.
They can stay where they at.
Hey, kid, hey, come over here. I'm going to take them out there with a cornfield and throw them out there with the corn. Let them beers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
man, please.
It's
up to get a good ass whooping come Sunday.
Mm,
by
they
Detroit.
Play Sunday.
By who?
Detroit.
They play
by
Detroit.
Who?
Oh,
Detroit.
Lord, this is going to be a meltdown.
y'all watch Justin Field go to work. He got to prove something.
Yeah, he
going to
throw some interceptions.
He
going to
prove something.
Yeah, I know. I know he got to prove something.
He's going back to prove to y'all
shit the Bears can win.
Yeah, he gonna prove something. He gonna prove he can keep on continuing to throw all those turnovers.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on mute, y'all. I'm done.
Just couldn't win
I'm
like
on
Eddie can't win a race.
Oh,
come on, Chuck.
Let go of that goddamn Chuck.
Eddie talked you right on up. See that, Eddie?
Motherfucker ain't got nothing but a hope and a pipe dream of winning a fucking race just like the Bears don't win. I don't even know how to pick his mouth to say some shit like that.
Eddie, that was your fault, Eddie. Eddie, don't run now. You caused all that shit. What up,
Chops? Ain't shit going on. Just got in. I heard Eddie talking some bullshit or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got something to say. Fuck a F-body.
Uh-oh.
Hey, watch your mouth, Chuck. Watch your mouth,
damn.
Chuck.
Fuck a F-body.
Well, all you got to do is get up there next year.
I'll be in Orlando.
I ain't taking too long. We ain't going to Orlando.
I'll be in Orlando.
We ain't going to Orlando. We done.
I'll be waiting on y'all here.
And I'll be waiting on you next year. We ain't got to watch out. We can go right up
that's
to 131.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right
yeah.
up to 131.
G-Body's running this shit.
G-Body don't run a motherfucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show you.
You must don't
guys
know.
Scandals. The mistress and the scandal, that'll be a good headline. I like that. Get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
I's ready.
We've been ready.
I can't say that. I've been ready, but I've been doing
other shit.
It's all good. Hey, we ain't got, wait, Chuck, you know, we ain't got no problems, but we gonna, we gonna engage.
I got you. I know. I'm glad y'all ready.
I promise you that. We gonna engage.
Alright.
You seem like you're ready.
We get something going on in April, May.
Oh yeah, for sure. That mistress don't care nothing about no G-Body.
Nah,
that.
Any other one motherfuckers got some heart besides Vic
on
the phone?
Yeah, Chuck, I'll see you next year. I can't do much talking. I ain't got no more pressure right now. I'll be ready next year.
Man, yeah, I hear you. Fuck these motherfucking F-bodies.
I got to set up now. You got two F-bodies now, goddamn. We're going to have to get up there now.
I ain't got nothing to say, Chuck. I ain't got no four-wheel drive.
Oh, shit.
And I'm giving out points, motherfucker.
I take them. Hey, you ain't paid me took the last five bets we had.
Yeah, okay. Motherfucker, okay. They got at least 14 on their ass on a bad day.
Give me 14
points.
Give me 14 points.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Give me 14 points.
I'm giving up 14.
Give me 14 points.
You name your own goddamn price.
Ooh.
How you name it?
Let's bet back for that $25 you owe me.
You bet.
Oh, man.
Bet.
$50,
bet.
Chuck.
Bet.
Bet $50 and 14 points. I like that.
You got 14. Ty, go to me.
Okay, I'll let you have that.
It don't make no difference. I'm just letting Vic know. Ty go to me. I'm giving up the odds.
Oh, you said Ty go to you. Okay.
Ty go to me.
Vic.
You
giving up the
odds. So actually, that's 13 points, Vic. That's cool.
Bet. I'm talking
bet.
To Vic. No, it's not.
Yeah, bet.
All right.
Bet.
Anybody else? Going once? Going twice?
Get him, Eddie!
I got him already. I'm going to save the bomb. If I lose, I just save the
bomb.
Now,
what's this shit? Hey, what's this shit? It's motherfucking 30 degrees outside, and who the fuck is talking about running their car at the Grove?
Oh, no.
Dumb motherfuckers is on your show, man. I thought the motherfucking tracks are closed.
No,
the Grove is open.
It's a weapon.
Drunk motherfucker. Go. I need our cars running, motherfucker.
They're trying to get that last dollar.
Hey, I ain't been running, motherfucker.
Well, you must have been broke. You ain't been trying to run it none this year.
I got a car's just a toy. I got big and better things going.
Hey, hold it. We ain't asking you to play no violin music, you bitch motherfucking drunk.
Motherfucker, hey. If motherfucker ain't called me out, ain't no need to bring my car.
How about that? I was calling your bitch ass out.
No.
You want a gift, a hope, and a prayer all at the same time, and it ain't got to be Sunday.
Hey, man.
Your bitch ass can't
get my piece ass shit ass car, a little package. You don't need to be in drag racing, you fucking drunk.
Should I give you a package? I can race motherfuckers. I ain't got to give them shit.
You ain't done it.
You ain't crossing the 312 area, so fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Neither has you.
I whoop your ass. You go where the fuck I tell you to go. Shut the fuck
keep
up.
Keep on whooping it.
Mm-hmm.
Whooping an old drunk motherfucker. I was going to fuck up Cold Blue, but y'all went and ran the other motherfucker.
Hey, it don't matter. We fucked him up, and we'll fuck you up, too, the same way, whenever you get that little shit right.
Get up there at the Grove Sunday, then, you drunk motherfucker.
Man, ain't nobody going out in the motherfucking cold and race no more, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got one day to race, motherfucker. We can race 5 days a week. Fuck you.
You ain't done shit. Don't come out there.
I ain't done a goddamn thing, but I made enough money. How about that?
We all work to make money, old dumbass boy.
Hey, I ain't even have to work to make my money.
Evidently.
All I had to do was be there.
Hey, you're lying. You're drunk. At first you said you had other shit more important than racing, but now you're talking about you made money.
I did. That's why I didn't take my car.
Yeah.
I could still do other shit and still make money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, I ain't got to close one day a week to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You run your shit like you want, and I run my shit how I feel I want to run it.
You go, man, get a fucking drunk. Drink, motherfucker.
Well, give me a drunk over here.
I would. Hell, I do that for your drunk.
I don't want no fake eyelashes. I don't want no fake hair. I don't want no fake nothing.
Why not? You fake.
This motherfucker's scary, yo. Ain't nobody running no motherfucking cars in November, man. You'll tear some shit up as cold as that damn ground is. Oh, my bad. I forgot you ain't going fast. All right. My bad.
Motherfucker, it ain't been that cold, old dumbass, man.
It's cold enough to put motherfucking long johns on. It's cold, goddammit. Motherfucker, Gario, you going to the motherfucking Grove on Sunday?
Nope. Only if I get locked in. Vaughn was trying to lock me in, and
Now the motherfuckers got amnesia, so fuck it.
So what happened with you and Vaughn?
He had to change of heart.
And Vaughn don't want to be out there in that cold shit.
Vic fucked it up. That motherfucker still recovering from that ass whooping Vic put on his ass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You gotta race to get your ass kicked, Terry. Shit. There ain't no motherfucker out here gonna win them all. It's just how fast you get back in the ring.
Oh, man.
What you got, something? You got something slick to say, too, Eddie?
No, sir.
Okay.
I want no trouble, sir.
Oh, goddamn, Chuck. Y'all crazy as hell. I can't wait to 24. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. Well, it's always a good year for me because as long as I'm breathing and I got oil pressure, I'm racing. Goddamn.
Yes, sir.
All these motherfuckers always talking about what they going to do and then come out the last race day of the year. These motherfuckers kill me.
Yeah.
And the famous words of Big Sham, get ready. You got all motherfucking winter to get ready and watch who ain't ready when the season starts.
Oh,
no,
man.
Go to the track and put a motor in your car and then say you ready.
You say what, preach what?
No, Vic, I said it's going to be the same people that it's going to be the same people that race every year.
Oh yeah, same.
And you gonna have the same ones can tell you everything about racing. and they gonna leave their shit. They gonna stay ready to leave their shit at home. Oh wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I heard that last time I was on the show a couple of weeks. Motherfucker gonna try to tell me about the damn starting line. They never drove a car.
Oh,
goddamn.
Not the sideline reporter. Not the sideline reporter.
That shit was so funny to me. I just hung the fucking phone up.
I don't understand it. They know everything, got all the answers to it, and you drive the car. You race them, build them, race them, and drive them, but they can tell you. They know more about it than you do. I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of them, though.
That shit was funny to me.
And when you do catch him, put that car together, race him, you know the first thing come out of their mouth? If I remember, this is my shit. I race him when I want to get ready racing. But you can tell everybody else what to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that last time I was on the show, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. Shit. I just said, well, I might as well just hang up because I ain't going to win this fight. I can't beat the sideline.
I tell you, boy, I hope they take some notes. Build your car, race your car, and then come talk to me.
Oh, man.
I'm done with that, Tom.
Motherfuckers ain't trying to build no cars. They ain't trying to build no cars or race. Shit.
Lord have mercy.
Build, buy, support, it don't matter. They ain't spending a fucking dime.
God damn, Vic, the way you talk, you gonna have a whole bunch of motherfuckers back up in the corner, in the weeds and shit. You can't talk like that.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
It is what it is, kid. These motherfuckers don't understand. They gonna understand. They gonna understand. I got my ass blown out twice this year. Googly moogly. I'll be back.
It don't matter, Vic, whether you win or lose. You was out there fighting shit. So.
Oh, for sure. That's right. I'm always fighting.
There's a whole lot of motherfuckers that won some, lost some. It's just racing.
Oh yeah,
fuck with them sideline players think they doing.
Nothing but a sport.
That's exactly, kid. It's a sport with a little gambling.
I'm glad
you said it's a sport. It's rather you on a sideline, got a car or not. That don't change what the fuck you know. I just heard some of the dumbest shit. I just heard some of the dumbest shit that can help a fucking be shit. Hey, kid, and if you build a car and come out tomorrow, the same motherfuckers that's hooping and hollering, who either getting their ass whooped or got a car and they ain't doing nothing, you build a car, come out tomorrow, they're going to come up with something else to say. These niggas got to say something, man. But you know what? That's fine. Dumb is dumb. I don't give a fuck if you got a car or not.
All that old extra shit
them niggas be talking about, kid, don't nobody want to hear that shit. You know what the fuck you know. Rather you got a car, buy a car, drive a car, don't drive the motherfucker. Oh, don't nobody want to hear all of those stupid ass shit them niggas be talking about. Niggas come on this motherfucker and just be trying to get a goddamn hee hee ha ha. It's so goofy.
Oh,
don't nobody want to hear that shit, nigga.
What's wrong, mister?
I get tired of hearing niggas say that dumb shit. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. What you do and what you don't do. What you know how to do and what you don't know how to do. But you got to go out and somewhere to prove them that you know, right? And then when you show them, they going to find something else to talk about. Man, fuck out of here.
Uh-oh.
That's what a whole bunch of
niggas
do.
One thing for sure, any motherfucking thing I say, I can back it up with the facts. And just some of these dumbass niggas got a car, and what that means? Because I can go buy a car tomorrow. Then they kill me. Who ain't spending no money? They don't know what the fuck you spending, kid.
You got a point, though.
One motherfucking thing for sure, they print it every day, nigga. And as long as missing these trucks running, nigga, I make it every motherfucking day. Why they hooping and hollering on who the fuck spending what? It ain't spending what, nigga. I buy one tomorrow if I fucking want one.
Damn. I wish I could say I'd go buy one tomorrow. Well, go buy one, Mister. Then you buy one, kid.
Then, like I said, they're going to find something else to talk about. He don't know. He just got a car. He don't know nothing. He been racing 10 minutes. Then got the RV. Fuck out of here, man.
Hey, go and buy one. You need a driver?
If I put you in the car, then they're going to have some. You ain't driving. You got Vic driving. The dumb motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You ain't driving.
Oh, shit.
That's right. You're right.
No mercy.
You want to
ruin it. Hey, so guess what? I would advise you, it's a dangerous sport. How the fuck is you going to spend all that money for? Motherfucker still going to have something to say. Don't make no difference.
Come on. Come on, shorty.
The nigga talking about motherfucker going to tell me about the star because you said some dumb shit. Still ass nigga. If you wrong, you wrong. I don't get no fuck because you got a cop, nigga. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Motherfucker.
You got a point,
hell, I can feel I go buy a car too and slap on the kids too. Nigga, they gonna lock your ass up for child abuse. Some of these motherfucking niggas got cars and it ain't like they doing much with them no goddamn way. So I got to jack my money off and sit there and look stupid with you. Fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
Take that back in and tell them, give me some press, man.
Please don't drag it off.
No,
by the way, cars are bad investment. That's one of the worst investments you can invest your money in. Fucking race.
Hey, Skin, the crazy part is, nigga, this is actual fact. If I want one, I'll cash one out. Motherfucker, Allah, and then they kill me with that shit. You ain't spitting. Nigga, I got a car. You act like you did something that another motherfucker can't do, nigga. I just don't want to look stupid like you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Hey, ball head. It's nothing wrong with buying a car if that's what you want. There's nothing wrong with
it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, the thing that gets me, though,
if you do it like this, it races all year every year.
That's a bad investment.
Yeah, no, I mean, anytime you put any money in a car is a bad investment. Shoot or whatever, don't. But here's one of the things. This is one of the things that get me to fall in with the game of racing. This is one of the things that really get to me. And I just sit back and put my phone on mute so I don't say nothing and get out of line with no one. It's when people are holler, you ain't driving. Joe Gibbs got one of the top programs in racing and never drove a car in his life. And if they're not saying that, you know, then they're saying how get beside me, you ain't never did this and you ain't never did that. And then when you come on and say something, first thing they say, who said it? Nigga, you the ringleader that said it.
Mm-hmm.
You the ringleader. That's the thing that gets me with racing. And then the other thing that gets me with racing is when the ones that got race cars or drive race cars feel like the spectator shouldn't say nothing. Why should the spectator not be allowed to say nothing? Please tell me why he shouldn't. When you go to a movie, the movie has what they call critics. The critics are the one that
they don't play in the movie. When the critics say he can't act or she can't act,
y'all should stop that LeBron and Michael Jordan debate. Because, see, you niggas ain't playing no basketball and ain't been to the NBA and all that other shit. So shut the fuck up, nigga. Don't have them debates no more. Don't talk no more.
Hey, I just thought about it. When we had them debates here, we on the sideline. We ain't playing no motherfucking basketball.
He just got his ass on the phone like he's doing so much motherfucking racing. He ain't doing shit either.
You got commentators that has never played the sport in life and commentate this sport. They do more. They know more.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you.
They never played it though. I can understand how a person feels like say nothing. The thing I can understand, it ain't just him. I can understand why people feel like you should have said nothing just because you're not doing what they're doing. I just cannot understand that. My opinion, because you got a race car that can run 1320s and I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Lord,
I don't understand that.
He ain't got no race car. He ain't always talking about racing.
Well, another thing that gets involved here is when they pick and choose who they want to talk about. That's another thing that gets me. It's when they pick and choose who they want to try to downgrade. You know, that gets to me in a sense. Because,
when I see Chuck at 41, and I was betting on him, and he looked good. I walk over there, shake his hand, telling me a bad motherfucker. He's sitting there just smiling with that motherfucking Miller High Life. He was cheesing from it. It's cool. All that shit he just came on here and said. See, it was fine then. But when I don't agree with a motherfucker, then it's, you ain't racing. And you ain't, I don't want to hear that stupid shit, nigga.
Get on the lab.
I don't want to hear that. I know what the fuck I know.
They can hear you.
I know what the fuck I know. Got rather I buy a car tonight, tomorrow, 24, 26, Chuck, and no other motherfucker gonna tell me what
Mister,
I don't know. I'm not done. I just sit here and listen to you.
I just want to make sure you're referring to me.
I, I, I,
just said suck like 15 times.
I just got back on the phone, bro.
Right now, I'm talking about a lot of y'all, but right now, yes, I'm talking about you. Absolutely. Ain't no secret. Ain't no secret.
Okay.
No, because I'm the motherfucker you were just referring to about telling you about a tree is who ain't did this or who ain't. Man, I don't want to hear that silly-ass shit. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's the bottom line, nigga. And then all that, you ain't got no race. Motherfucker, just like they printed for you, nigga, they printed for me. These motherfucking trucks run for me every motherfucking day, nigga. If I want a car, I'll go buy one. I choose not to go buy a motherfucking car right now because that's what the fuck I want to do. If a damn show ain't because Mr. got no money problem, nigga. So y'all kill me with that stupid ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
You kill me with that, nigga. Yeah. And I've been around that shit for a minute. I know what the fuck y'all I am. And then you can talk. So get the hee hee ha ha, motherfuckers. I'm going to keep saying what the fuck I want to say. Nigga, you was wrong. And that's the fucking end of it. Nigga, just because you got a goddamn car don't make you right, nigga, and me wrong.
Goddamn,
man. What the hell that happened?
Man. Knock the sick off my
you
shoulder.
You know what happened,
hey, bro.
Paying, you know, you, I don't know what happened.
You feel the way you feel, and I'm going to tell you the way I feel. You don't know shit what's happening in the car. You can stay on the sideline all you want.
No, I can stand where the fuck I want. I can sit on the sideline, in
you
front
sure
of the motherfucker,
can.
Behind the motherfucker.
But that don't,
I go foul.
That don't make you right, and don't make you wrong.
Hey, hold on. It's just because you got a cop, but damn, so don't make you right, nigga.
Well, you asked
the
question, and I told
you right
last
because
week.
You bought a cop. How the fuck that make you right because you bought a car? The shit you saying don't
you
even make no
question
motherfucking
and
sense.
I answered it. You asked the question
that's
and I answered
shit
it.
Because you bought a car, that makes you right. Fuck out of here.
I ain't never said because I bought a car that I'm right. I said, God damn it, I'm driving the car so I know what's happening.
Man, it's a lot of you niggas that drive that don't know what the fuck happening.
Hey, we ain't talking about a lot of niggas. We talking about me.
I feel like niggas ain't standing on business no way.
We talking about me.
Hey, what y'all got going on?
I don't
what
give a fuck about nobody
like?
Else. I'm talking about what I know.
And I know you was wrong, so now what? You bought,
what
makes
me wrong? What makes me wrong, mister? What makes me wrong?
So you set your
what
ass in the motherfucking
wrong?
Car,
but,
and then you came on here and gave some bogus information, nigga. So now what?
Here's the thing I don't want to say here, though. I just can't
understand. I'm asking you. What makes me
I'm
wrong.
Just asking, why you got to not know nothing because you don't drive the car? That's the thing I don't want to say.
Hey, man, I'm asking him what makes me wrong.
I'm asking him what
made me wrong.
Hey, Big Daddy. Sarge, I'm out the way. You can have the show, boss. I'm gone.
What's all the hoopla about? What's going on? Why is somebody wrong? Why is somebody right? Why is somebody wrong?
I feel like y'all ain't
wrong. I don't want
to
be right.
I'm just trying to
all I can say, I'm in a motherfucking car, and I know what's happening at the starting line. I ain't wrong. I guess this is where it stems from.
I don't want to be right.
Fuck, who buy a car and who got a car?
Ryan, you got another day. Something that happened a couple years ago. It ain't nothing that happened today.
Ryan.
Yeah, but they're not saying it. They're not saying nothing. All they doing is coming on here saying the person said something and don't got no car or something like that. So you got to let it, you know, you got to let it come on out, right? You know? They won't say it.
Come on. Spectators ain't got shit to do with the way I run my motherfucking program. I don't give a fuck what they say. I'm going to do what I want with that shit when I want. And I heard what you said. They can say what the fuck they want, but they got nothing to do with the way I run my shit.
A spectator can't tell you what to do, but the same token,
they can say anything.
Watch this here, though, Chuck. There's a lot of spectators that know a whole lot about the game. They maybe not can afford to raise.
It's a lot of them that know. But you can't tell me I'm wrong when I'm sitting out there driving my fucking car.
I don't know what we tell you you're wrong about. So I can't say.
Something about the fucking starting line, I guess.
Oh, you talking about flash?
So I'm saying the same thing. Ain't a damn motherfucker out there can tell me how to run my shit. They might know something, but they don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Hey, hold on. I never told nobody how to run their car. I don't get no fuck how none of you niggas run your motherfucking car.
I don't give no fuck
about no niggas sitting in no car. He just because you sit your ass in no car, nigga, you ain't going to come and tell me, motherfucker, that I'm wrong, nigga. You wrong. Fuck what you talking about, nigga. I don't give no fuck about you sitting your ass in no car. Nigga, that don't make
you
know what you
wrong,
bro. You talking about.
You wrong.
You wrong, so now what? Nigga, that shit you came on here saying, nigga, you wrong. You don't know the fuck you. So you another dumbass nigga that sitting in the car that don't know what the fuck you talking about. That's what we at.
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, Chuck.
Come down.
Yeah.
The light come down.
Hey,
when
Chuck,
it don't come
do
down.
You wanna? Do you? You don't remember what the question was?
It was something about.
Today. I can tell you. I can tell you.
Big Eddie, you.
It was about.
Big Eddie, you.
It was about.
It was in reference to Jeremiah.
No. The question was when Chuck came in and hold on. Now let me do this one now. Because you name it Jeremiah, ain't got nothing to do with the question was. The question
Jeremiah
was,
did have something to do with the
when,
Jeremiah
hey, man,
because
when,
the question came about
the
that
question,
race,
the
tried,
question
tried
that
Chuck, off like it wasn't about
the
that
question
race,
that
I'm
Chuck
about
came
that,
and
now.
Answered,
damn.
The question that
exactly
Chuck came and answered was, when do the timer start? That was the question Chuck came
that
and asked.
That was about Jeremiah
am I
and
right,
race,
Chuck?
Big Eddie. That was about Jeremiah and race.
Eddie,
that's
Mister
what
was asking, he asked me what was the man that
and
was flicking the switch.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No.
That's what it was.
Mister
asked,
how
we was
how
talking
do
about
we
the
know when the timer started? And you came in and told
so
him when the third, when three lights was on, the timer started.
Exactly. And Mister
that's
said,
what
just,
you told
just,
him.
That's exactly
said,
what I said.
Mr. said,
that's it. That's,
man,
that's what I'm
yo,
saying.
I
that's what it was.
May not be the time
to
start. But it all hinges from Jeremiah and them race. That's what all hinges from.
Yeah, but I want to ask this. Now, I didn't do both of them. I didn't drove. I spectate. I do more spectate now than I do any damn thing. I want to say this. That's like a trick question. Because Chuck answer. He is right, but
right.
Then the person that has the fucking remote in his hand, he controls when it starts. You get what I'm saying? And I don't know why this is a big deal, or why is it always like I don't think that people actually graduate to they good at what they do.
If the man
wow,
was
not a big deal,
the time,
right?
If the man with the switch control, and you know what, I ain't even finna get into that because that ain't gonna
go
make
ahead,
no
go ahead,
man.
Tough answer
can't be right if the man with the switch control the timer, which is what I said. So if the man with the switch
control, what are you out there for if he ain't control? Like, what are you out there for?
All he doing is
it ain't go because if he don't turn it on and it's three lights and it's three lights lit, it still ain't gonna come on. You get what I'm saying? So
that's
it's
my point,
though.
That's what I'm saying.
It don't automatically. Hold on, it don't automatically like you can't go from. And then
right.
I'm gonna tell you this.
So that means your boy wrong. So you can't say Chuck right. That means your boy wrong. What is sitting in the car?
I didn't say he was right. Well, I'm just I don't have to say who's right or who's wrong. I'm just going to spell it out where everybody going to know who's right and what's wrong.
Make sure you spell it out for that motherfucking driver then. Look, I'm going to spell it out real good for everybody.
They, people think that it's a seven-second rule. Every track got their own goddamn timer with that fucking light. There's no fucking rule that everybody got to abide by. The space in the rollout on every fucking track is different. You understand? The beams are different. So I don't want to say like even that fucking steel, if you get in that fucking left lane, the rollout is different than the goddamn right lane. And I noticed that just sitting there. One day I was sitting there looking at Vaughn's car.
Ryan, I'm going to say this, Ryan, you probably got what you're saying, but that ain't what the argument was about.
But hold on. Go ahead, Leon.
Every track I've been going to, the race, if you crack the race, you have 7 seconds to get in that goddamn beat. Every track is different.
They said they damn.
But
they
seven
can set
seconds
it.
Is hey, seven
don't
seconds.
You know that the tower control it?
Hey Ryan.
Every fucking
you,
track
you
is different.
Correct. Hey Ryan, you're correct with the rollout because all the lights ain't exactly the same spacing, but it is a 7 seconds.
Every track is seven seconds, but the rollout.
What you're talking about, Ryan? Yes, every track is not going to be exactly 12 inches or 16. You know, every track is a little different because everybody ain't using the same measurements, the measuring tape and everything. But it is 7 seconds,
but
no matter what.
That ain't true. That ain't true.
This has something to do with Chuck and what Mister was talking about. Y'all all way off, man, on some other shit.
No, I hear what they're saying, but the main question is, Ryan, let me just say how the controversy started. Big Eddie already told me.
Exactly.
He already told me what they're talking about. So what I'm getting
that's not what they were talking about, though, Ryan. You wasn't even on here. That is not what they were talking about.
This is Eddie telling you something that happened two weeks ago.
But that is not what happened, though, Ryan. I don't
Big
care.
Eddie, mute his mic. Mute his mic.
Tell the music in. You're going to be muted, too.
Get it out of there.
Yeah. Like I said, man, this shit started with some in the windows. When Chuck came on, talking about motherfuckers that's on the sideline spectating. That's how this started, man. All of you motherfuckers, y'all don't agree with me.
That's what I heard. You had ad libbers in the background agreeing to it, and then Mr. came on and said what he's saying. Man, stop it, man. But I'm gonna tell you, that's how it started, man. Somebody can't.
This wouldn't even be a conversation if Chuck would never say what he said. They wouldn't even be talking about this shit. This shit was over two weeks ago.
Hey, but you know, sometimes
two weeks.
Like people, like nowadays, I'm gonna say that nowadays people can't say spectators because I'm a spectator.
That's what Chuck said, and we was all ad-libbing bullshit, and we was saying it's a bunch of motherfuckers got cars that don't drive their car; they just got a car. So how would they know? That's all we covered, all of that.
We covered all that shit. But guess what?
Y'all about to start a whole new argument about 7 seconds. Y'all finna start a whole new motherfucking argument. That's what I'm saying, Eddie. Tell me when I'm wrong, Eddie.
nothing. I ain't nothing. I don't own no car. I ain't shit. But that's what I will say. That 7 seconds don't start till that man click that motherfucking thing on. Whatever seconds
it
is.
About it.
It don't, so what I'm saying is, whatever they arguing about, Chuck must didn't know what the fuck was going on. They trying to say
let me say this again. That's what
without
the argument
the shit going red, man.
I said the 7 seconds start.
I want to ask this. How can they time out? Now I'm just gonna say this, and I may be fucking retarded or fucking
tapping on the phone.
whatever the fuck people can think.
Man, you know how these niggas about is,
me,
man.
All I want to say is,
go ahead.
This is all I want to say. How can someone get timed out where there's no timer? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no timer. You can't get timed out.
Let me finish.
If there's no timer and you agree, you say, Ken, like gentlemen, and you say track rules. So when track rules apply, that means you have to buy that.
Oh, this smells good.
From one track to the next, whatever that track official or that guy with that button, if he say this is what went on, this guy won, that's called track rule. Whatever he says,
that's what we saying. Ryan, that's what we saying. The timer don't activate until the man activated.
Let me clear this up.
It ain't true, Vic.
How that
not
ain't true if it, man?
Because
no,
it's not true.
Hey, Vic, you don't know
it's
what the fuck
you're
talking about.
Joe, don't.
Okay. Right.
Vic,
you know what you motherfuckers know what
you're
talking about.
Now, you know what, Vic? You know what he's talking about. That's true in bracket races or some shit like that. That ain't true in no fucking
right.
You
hang
your
ass up.
Exactly.
When you graduate, Vic, don't
you
argue for no automatic.
You ain't even got
to argue
that, though,
Vic. Motherfuckers.
Vic, y'all was not, Vic. They were not bracket racing. They were not bracket racing.
Hey.
So what I'm saying, Vic, is, you got to talk to the man with the fucking thing in his hand. If you tell him to put it on auto start and y'all agree to that, that's what he put it on. Didn't nobody go tell the man shit. So if he don't cut it on and you don't go red, you didn't time out.
Hey, Vic, I'm going to ask you this. Hey, hold on. I want to ask Vic this. Like, I understand, like, bracket racing and grudge racing is different. But in bracket racing, all y'all die by the same rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
So watch this. It grows racing. When you stiff something, it changes by every fucking race that you go up there. So
that's
it's not a bracket race. So the rules change by what you stiff it. That's something separate, but it also changes by what these motherfuckers want to do when they get up there.
There you go.
They do what they want to do. If somebody watch this.
Yeah.
If somebody get up there.
That's what we're saying.
Hold on. Why? If somebody get up there and they do a burnout and they go past the beam and they back up and they get back in there and they trans brake ain't working, they fumbling, the guy stops the fucking clock. The other guy's stealing the beam. He'll stop it. Then he'll push the car back. They'll either reset it or somebody will step in the beam to reset all of it and he'll let the other car go by itself. It just depends on what the situation is. So it's not a set rule. That's all we're getting at. It's not a set rule. So since we established it's not a set rule, then we have to go by what track rules are, which the track official is the track rules. Whatever the track official says, that's what we go by. He's the Bible. We can't counter him and say, this is how you supposed to run your track. It's a 7 second
right,
rule because this is how we do it at 41 or in bracket racing. Whatever he do, it's his track. The person that got the goddamn remote in his hand, he's the motherfucking master out there.
Hey, Vaughn, why you think Terrio got paid when him and Vaughn ran? Why you think Terrio got paid? Terrio sat there more than 7 seconds. They're going to talk about the man timed out. No, the fuck he didn't. The track didn't time him out, so he didn't time out.
But watch this, though. But I'm going to tell you this. Now, why Puerto Rican Pete's on, he's experienced now. So he didn't move.
That's right.
Like with him, he didn't move, you know. So what happens is when you get people that's inexperienced gets up there, and when they're inexperienced, all this controversy happens because they fucking inexperienced. If he would have got up there and been playing in the fucking beans, and we're going to use that for analogy, it's real-life analogy. If he weren't playing in the fucking beans, getting up there, like I fucking told these motherfuckers, do not let him fucking drive. I called Vaughn. If y'all get Vaughn on here, I told Vaughn, I said, look, I said, if you see that man janky, I said, get in the car. He said, yeah, I get in there. The man was fucking janky, man. I knew it before he went down. The man sat here on the phone 2 days before and said he can drive my car. I said, you got to be on fucking dope. He said, man, I get your car. I know you can't. I said, how? I said, how would you know how to start the
car? Ryan, you
got
completely off the subject.
Hey, Ryan, all that's true, Ryan, but that don't have nothing to do with what we're saying. You're right.
Correct.
But what we're saying is that still it had nothing to do with they won the race. He did not time out, man. That's the bottom line. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all I was saying earlier, ball here. All this argument stemmed from that race.
Right. You're right. You're right,
but look, the man said, but the man came back around, they would have won the race. But the man came back around and said they're going to redo it.
No, and I get all that, Ryan. But what I'm saying, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about at the beginning of the tree. They talking about, like, he didn't red, like, he did not time out. What I'm saying, all we talking about is the activation of the tree. The man who flicked that switch on. That's what we said. That's all we said. You right. All the shit afterward, that don't really got nothing to do. We talking about the beginning. That's where the argument came in.
No, you can't get timed out when a timer don't exist.
That's what we said. The timer did exist when the man clicked the switch. He ain't clicked the motherfucker. So it didn't exist. You're right. Right. But that's what we was talking about. That's where the argument came in at, saying the spectators don't know what they're talking about. That's all I'm saying. We're not talking about
the
finish and the experience and all that. And the argument is from he bringing it back up today.
Yeah, Chuck came on the motherfucking phone sneak dissing. That's what the fucking argument came.
Right. I told him at the beginning. That's what I tried to tell Ryan. When he was talking about this, that number, and said, no, that ain't how it started today. He talking about Eddie told him. Yeah, man.
I'm still waiting on someone to explain to me
why
driving a car, you can't have nothing to say.
But Skin, it's so, you know what be funny, though? It's the nigga that they love to say who ain't letting no trans break go. It's so keep coming out that I be right and these dumbass drivers be wrong. These race car owners and these drivers, these some dumb motherfuckers.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you this. See, I've been in that category. Hey, Mr. Stonefield, man. Because I've been in that category. I'm going to say this, and I'm only going to say this one time and one time only. I've been in that category as I don't let a trans break go, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm at home, I can press the button and get a motherfucker fucked up.
Yeah,
that's the type of life I'm
living.
I don't get a motherfucker fucked up.
That
goddamn blue motherfucker.
You can't have
nothing to say. That goddamn blue
you gotta be speechless, son. You gotta be speechless.
Would say that shit to me, talking about.
But
hey,
you,
look,
son,
I'm just saying, I'm
just
gonna tell the goddamn truth.
I try not to, you know, because as soon as Mister says something, Mister always want to fight. But I got a little motherfucker button over here, my goddamn self, and that bitch worked real good. You understand me? So, I don't pay all that shit. But, you know, Chuck, all right with me, but, you know, I don't do the joning with Chuck or none of that shit. It just tripped me out to see his old ass come on his sneak dissing, and then, you know what I mean,
damn,
say the shit he say. But he's still wrong with his driving, with his good driving ass. He's still wrong. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean,
it don't bother me. It don't bother me when these niggas come on here and say
the
shit they say.
He wrong.
Chuck wasn't just wrong. We had another nigga on here saying the same thing.
Well, yeah, it's iffy.
Talking about you ain't driving and
You ain't spend no money in the car. You can't have nothing to say. But he gets in the background when certain people come on. Don't y'all push me. Don't push me. Don't push me. Y'all push me. I call names. Don't push me. Please don't push me. I call names.
I'm going to spend all the goddamn money in the car. And I may get a car behind closed door. I may get a car to somebody and say, do what you need to do.
Hey, long as
we fucking these weak motherfuckers up, I'm happy. So I'm for hire.
Lord, it matters.
You get what I'm saying? I'm for hire.
But you, hey, Ryan, well, you know, I got a couple dollars over there. I may hire you and have you fuck up people up for me in 24. I'm gonna tell you like this.
This is how I'm gonna do it. We join to the hip, so the first one is on me. It's on the house. It's free.
I'm gonna sleep good tonight. I love that.
And then if I miss, you get your money goddamn back. You get it right on back. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna miss.
Well, don't say that too loud, Ryan.
I put up a tribute question on the goddamn internet today.
We see.
And, you know, and everybody, I'm gonna say this: if I had a grand prize, nobody got the grand prize, but the closest one came to it was old Cuzzo, right? And he said, all of them got gap. Well, that's true. And that was in the back of my mind.
Yeah, but I said he whooped all of them. But you know what it was?
I'm going to give y'all the answer. What the real answer was?
What was?
I was hired to kill all of them. Every last one of them. Hey, Big, you like that, don't you?
I ain't know we had a target on his back.
No, hold on. I always been saying this since last year. And Vic, watch this. You know, I commend Vic because Vic knew about what I was going to do. And that's why I fucked with Vic. You know, I just got to fuck him up that one time to get him in order. But I fuck with Vic. You know what I'm saying? Because Vic sat there and listened to the conversation. He said, I ain't going to say shit. He said, I know what y'all heard what you going to do. Because the guy I bought the car from, and I had to motor all that bullshit, and I had told him what I was going to do. The guy had said what the car ran and all that bullshit as a roller. And Vic say, I ain't going to say shit. He said, but I'll be to see you. So we catch it. That's a real live fucking racer. You get what I'm saying?
Nobody came to you and said Vic said shit.
Hold on, Vic. Did you hear the man say how fast that roller been?
Honestly,
we're down in Florida.
That part. No, I know the whole conversation, but I don't remember that part. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
But I knew which car it was.
So he was down there talking all types of shit, and then Vic rolled over there. He said, I heard. He said, but we still going to get it on. He said, fuck that. You got to fuck me up.
Right.
I said, okay, cool. And Vic, one day, if I would have knew, and see, I blame this on Vic, and I'm so disappointed in him. I'm just going to tell him right now the last goddamn radio show. I'm just so disappointed in him. The man come over to my goddamn trailer. I'm in fucking Michigan, right? He come over there and say, hey, man, you got some, what do you need? I think you need some butt connectors.
Wire. Yeah, butt connectors.
I said, go up in that drawer. Then he came back. And I said, what happened? He said, man, the trans was fucked up. If I would have knew who he was running, I would have said, hey, team, let's take the transmission out of the car and give it to old Vic. You know what I'm saying? I would have gave him the fucking torque converter. I would have gave him the goddamn transmission. I would have gave him the drag shaft. I would have gave every goddamn thing. I would have gave the steering wheel. I would have gave every goddamn thing to win. You know what I'm saying?
No, you said that.
he wanted to hold secrets and shit.
No, it wasn't no secret. The trans broke. What the fuck? Hey, I paid the motherfucking lockup. It's all good. It's all good.
Hey, Vic, sign up for F-Body,
yo,
Vic. Thanks for signing
you
up.
You already know.
F-Body,
you got damn right. You see, it's one F-Body that wasn't on that picture.
Oh, shit.
I put more doors on there.
It was one F-Body that wasn't on that wasn't in that equation.
Hey, you sound like Ryan eats the food. I couldn't put yours on there. You couldn't put it on there because you ain't got a hold to it yet.
The other one.
It's
going to
happen.
The other one.
It's going to happen.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
I would call man and told him, but see, man, you know, he's funny acting. I wouldn't call him and told him that I did exactly what I said. I told man that in Byron. I said, you ain't going to be able to get him. I said, it's going to take Vic to get him. I said, but you're not going to be able to get him. I said, then what you do? I said, you sit your mad ass right here with me, and you don't say shit. You're not going to be able to get him. I said, it's going to take Vic to get him. I said, because you two, I said, you want to fight a motherfucker through the phone. I said, Vic going to stay on the phone. He's going to be in the bushes, and he's going to come out. He's going to be able to get the boy. I said, but I guarantee before you get him, I'm going to get him. He said, we're going to split him down the middle. He said, I want him. He said, I know you want him. He said, but I really want him. I said, but I guarantee I'm going to get him before you will. I just sat around. You get what I'm saying? I was just a bump on the log.
No, you said
that
you got.
Yeah, but watch this. The whole where Puerto Rican Pete at? Where my Puerto Rican brother at? You don't only got one Puerto Rican brother. Come on out, Puerto Rican Pete. Where Puerto Rican Pete at?
What up?
I felt so bad for you when we was in Michigan. The man almost ran you over. He blew your hat off. I almost say, Puerto Rican Pete, come on my side.
Oh, hell no.
I almost say, come on my side. If you don't want a motherfucker all in your video and dancing and speaking, come on over here, dirt down.
Oh, God damn.
Look, I was looking at, I couldn't hear. Like what Puerto Rican Pete was saying after that shit happened, but I read his lips. See, if a motherfucker knows, if you'd have been locked up, I'm going to tell you this. You learn, this is what you learn. You learn how to read lips, right? Puerto Rican Pete said, this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's a lot of frustration going on over there. Puerto Rican Pete over there worked on the car. He normally don't work on the goddamn car. The man out there begging Puerto Rican Pete to help him and shit. You get what I'm saying? And then that goddamn free thug, he begging the motherfucker to help. Puerto Rican Pete just come out there. I don't even think Puerto Rican Pete was even going to come. He just came out there to help that sour motherfucker. He still got fuck this. Puerto Rican Pete, I'm sorry, man. All right, I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
Oh,
he said, I'm sorry.
Lord,
boy, this motherfucker.
Hey, I see y'all got another car coming out.
Yeah, it'll be out there.
Man, that's Javonte Davis. You better get out the way. That motherfucker got a mean left hand.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, I see y'all got another car coming out. Are y'all going to race through with that car?
Because I ain't standing no business.
Javonte, hey,
that,
hey, you
right,
know the Puerto Rican people, all
that
car.
They got all stock interior, all steel, all glass, full exhaust to the back,
that's
everything. Right.
Hey, my cars are all steel, all glass.
Let me correct myself. Yes, I got a car coming out for you next year, yes. It'll
when?
Be a G-body just like you. It'll be out next year for
when,
all the 2,000 dollars. For all your $50,000 stuff and that, and I'll be driving it, so don't worry about it. It will be out next year.
Uh-oh.
You know what? See, people don't understand how I do things, and I'm beside
if you
right?
want to.
See, I fucks with people like Puerto Rican Pete and Vigna because they go run. You understand me? They go race. But all the rest of these coward motherfuckers ain't going to bust a grape. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to do nothing. But Puerto Rican Pete and them go run, man. I'm going to tell you what I know.
Hey, man, you know this Puerto Rican Pete a bad motherfucker. Do you know they name all their cars after these goddamn?
That's my goddamn boxes. That's my goddamn tuna. That's right here, bad motherfucker.
Mayweather, Canelo, Javante. Good God almighty.
Pacquiao.
Pacquiao. That's what we started up with.
You said what? Say it again.
That just showed what we did when we were younger. Damn boxer all the time. We love boxers.
That's right. I see they made hey, all the
time. Hey, Puerto Rican Pete, where you from, man? Humble Park. I was gonna bet anybody that I fucking know that you're from Humble Park. You know why? Because real boxers, I'm from the East Side, so we boxed at Dancing Park. But anytime we went up to Humble Park, guess what? They can fucking box. And guess what we knew? Everybody else there was Puerto Rican. You get what I'm saying?
California.
I don't know.
California,
how they,
North Avenue.
I don't know how they became. Huh?
California, North Avenue, all the way to Grand and goddamn California and all the way to shit. All around it. Augusta.
Yeah.
Yay.
See, we used to come out there where the Latin Kings was Puerto Rican. And then here in South Carolina, they became Mexican. You get what I'm
saying?
That's
all from Beach and Spalding.
Hey, so tell me how long ago that was. People don't understand that. All the Latin Kings.
That's the 70s and 80s.
And Humble Park and them.
That was 30 years,
that
was 30 years ago,
right? Man, we used to get along with them until they became Mexican. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Then they became a problem.
They relocated to 26 in California.
Somebody say Beach and Spalding. Beach and Spalding. Yep, Beach and Spalding with the main headquarters.
I know it. Mm-hmm. That's where my buddies come from, Beach and Spalding.
Hey, you know, hey, they was over east when they man was getting out, and they was telling us, he's going to like you. He's going to like you, brother. And then they had everything laid out and shit. And then that's the first time I seen them start crying. They say they got him. And the fans came and picked him up. So, Lord Gino.
I was, Gino.
I was on vacation with him. He's a real cool guy.
Oh, he's good. Hey, he's a smooth brother.
All that sound good, cuz, but I come off of 63rd Crenshaw, cuz.
Oh, man. Willie.
On
Lord.
Crip, nigga. On Crip.
Hey, look. So I know I got two races. I got AG Body, then I got the Mistress. Who else? Is Leon going to get back up there for the rematch?
Oh, Lord, I'm for
sure. How far we can pick? Can you tune Leon Coppola?
That's up to Leon.
I'll pay you for him. Come on, Dan.
Man, this motherfucker right here, dude.
Man, Leon's,
this motherfucker
Leon say he's going
right
to get Boss Hogg to tune for him. Leon say he's getting Boss Hogg to tune for him.
We ain't going to do nothing but... We ain't going to do no all the money that you charge me. I ain't going to do nothing but put it on top of the pot and just get it right on back.
Oh, man.
This motherfucker here.
And you charge me $500 a day, and I put that in. I lock Leon in for about $4,500. Then I get on the side. I put $1,000 up. I get my money back out on the show.
Vic, I told Big Ed, don't let Ryan and Tay come on the show.
Let him on. Shit. Hey, he good for this shit. He all right. He all right. He just got to find out that Fat Beat ain't greasy.
Oh, man.
He going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna tangle. I promise you that. We gonna tangle.
Look, that's my
it.
Goddamn team.
That's all.
And my goddamn team, they just sent me. They sent some G-bar. They say I'm gonna lock this motherfucker in right now. I'm serious about that. I don't even respond. I just got, hey, when you get locked in, just let me know. We'll bring the car to him. I don't think I'm. I may be done for the year, but I don't think I'm done. I got one more motherfucker. I got to knock off.
Oh, man.
I ain't happy with my last win.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't happy with it. Because, see, I knew I was going to beat that weak motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Vin, you hear what I'm saying? Like, there's no way possible. Like, drag race is 50-50, but running him, it was like a 75-25. I knew I was going to win.
Now, your last win came against F-Body, right?
Mhm. Okay. That's where I specialize in fucking up everybody.
Mhm.
I put that on my resume. When they hired me, I fucked up. I fucked up a couple of Z bodies this year too.
Mhm.
Yeah. I fucked up a couple of Z bodies. Hey, that motherfucking, what's his name, Clyde, D.D., he ain't been the same since I ran up in him.
Oh, man, not Clark.
That's why I call him Clyde. His name Clark.
Kent.
You know, I didn't get a chance that I normally like. When I ran him, I wasn't really focused on that race because I knew that we was going to win, but I was focused on he had a fine woman over in they camp. I can't get
man.
Off my goddamn mind. That motherfucker, she was found in J-Lo. How about disrespectful?
You all right, man. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Oh, she was beautiful.
Right. That's what's up.
I was focused on her. She was beautiful.
Yeah. this motherfucker
like,
rhyme,
you know, See, I ain't gonna say nothing disrespectful because I got a mean one at home too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But I don't ever say.
That's
say
why she walk.
That.
Hey, that's why she face. Walk in front. That's why she walk in front of the fucking TV when she want to, motherfucker.
Yeah.
See, I pay attention to things. I got a good memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why she walk in front of the TV? Because she say she fine, motherfucker. You can't stop her from walking in front of the TV.
No.
God damn it, complain.
Hell
say
yeah.
Whatever the fuck you want to say. But she going to walk in front of that TV.
Yeah. You goddamn right.
Boy, you retarded.
They had a fine woman down there. I said, ooh wee. Yeah. Hopefully, bro, Miss and Brother Chuck, they got that off their chest. You know, Chuck can't condemn people that spectators.
I feel like the niggas ain't standing on business.
When you just said that took me back. That took me way back. You said you don't feel like motherfucker standing on business. Hey, that took me way back.
Hey, Stokey.
Yo.
What about them baths, baby?
They definitely ain't standing on business. I'm going back on mute.
Them bears ain't shit. Joel ain't sorry, motherfucker. I knew they were sorry 4 years ago. And I knew they was going to be sorry 4 years after. And they probably gonna be sorry another four motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. They need to fire everybody on the coaching staff.
Damn, Lee, how long you been holding that in, man?
It all season. When they first hired that motherfucker.
Since 85.
Yeah, since 85.
Oh, man.
They begging Harbaugh to come over here and say that. They want him to leave Michigan and come over here. They keep on believing in the Bears. All they got to do, I'm going to have some oxygen tanks at the end of the season. So when they foul out, I can revive their ass. Keep believing in the Bears.
Well, goddamn Bears ain't shit. Hey, man.
You got to believe in something, man.
Right.
Hey, I love the motherfucking,
the motherfucking
man.
Bulls ain't shit.
Right.
That motherfucker been calling me for the last 4 or 5 years. Watch the Bulls? Hell no. Watch the Bears? Hell, I don't even know who on their team. Who on their team? Man, I don't even know who on the Bears. Look,
Fields got
that. Hey, look, I watch them sorry ass Lakers before I watch the fucking Bulls or the Bears. I don't watch them.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, not the Lakers.
Man,
not
I don't
the
watch
Lakers.
Them motherfucking Lakers before I watch them. If you tell me the Lakers coming on, I might go in out. Man, you tell me
hey,
something
about the bad. Hey, who's this motherfucker on Facebook? This motherfucker say, Ryan, what's wrong, my brother? Bragging is a mortal sin. Who the fuck is this clown?
What's his name?
Lee. I think his last name pronounced Brazen or Breezen.
Brazen.
Oh, you know who that is. That's big people.
Oh, Lord.
Out before, Ryan. Just stand down, Ryan. I got him. I already killed him.
What's wrong with this motherfucker?
Man, I'm trying to tell you what's wrong with him. I killed him, man. Just let him live. Let him live. I got him. I got him.
Hey, shut up, motherfucker. Don't even bring that situation up. Don't bring that situation up, motherfucker.
Hey, you right, Vic. That's what I'm telling Ryan. I want to just stand down sometime, man. Let him be
that
where
shit
he
was
gonna
15,
be,
Ryan. That shit was 15 years ago.
Ryan, I retired that man 15 years ago. Just stand down, man. You know, please. Do it for the lawyer.
I ain't got no room on my goddamn Facebook page for that old biblical bullshit.
Hey, let him leave. He ain't
hey,
got
man,
nothing else
let,
to do. Hey, look. Hey, I gave the man 15 to life 15 years ago. He think I'm going to let him out. I ain't going to let him out. Then why he did he on your page, man? He'll be all right. I got the man in Facebook jail, man. I got
him in jail. Stupid as hell. Hey, Ryan, he letting you know, goddamn. He telling you what it is. Goddamn.
Hey, Ryan, you know what? Now, you know, Chuck, my man, I don't got nothing against Chuck. But that's the motherfucker he ought to be talking about, goddamn it, a spectator. He all on Facebook. What's the difference in a motherfucker talking about racing and they're spectators? And they spectators on Facebook talking about racing.
Oh, man.
What's the difference?
He ain't no spectator.
You know what the fuck is the difference? You a lying motherfucker. He ain't did nothing since I got this motherfucking ass.
He ain't going to the track.
But he ain't did nothing, man. Whatever he did since I retired him.
He coming back for you.
Man, I don't want it, Vic. Now, see, you being biased, Vic. Could you just answer the question? What he did since I put Rickety Red on his ass for that 5,000 over 15
oh,
years ago?
Not the Janet Jackson.
These motherfuckers raising for $2,500 and $5,000. I was doing this shit 20 years ago, man. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, Skin. Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're not talking about a yellow Camaro guy, right?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete. I killed that motherfucker, Brad. Brad, let me
hey,
leave.
Hey, Pete,
right.
Shut
yeah,
the
man.
Fuck up, Pete. Shut the fuck up, Pete.
Hey, Skin,
you know
I got to take the piss.
Certain people, man, you just got to let them have their way, right? Let it, I mean, he wants to be heard. He ain't been doing nothing.
I got
to
take the piss.
Big man won't let
ride.
Him back in here. Big Mill kicked him
back.
Out when he pulled that motherfucking Lahania, you know, that heist he pulled. He pulled a heist on Big Mill.
Oh, man.
He coming back.
He did a Lahania heist on Big Mill, man. He took their money. He told their money and ran. He just finally paid it back. So he might come back.
He's stupid as hell. He coming back for you, man.
Man, no, he ain't. Cause I ain't doing that. He must got a street cop.
Hey, everybody got a man, and you his man.
Man, that man ain't gonna fuck with me, man. I had Dirty Down and kill him.
We ain't studying Dirty Down.
Man, please, okay. Well, we'll see. I'm going to see what he's going to come back with. If he come back with that same cop.
I said
if he coming with that same cop.
I don't know which car he coming with.
Oh, okay. Because if he come with that motherfucker, I'm going to ask him that Dirty Down and kill him. Nothing.
If he come with that car, man. It might be
fuck
that
he
time.
He can barely walk now. He, man, y'all crazy. He, y'all don't like when I tell the truth.
Man. Oh,
see,
man,
look,
you
I love him, man. Look, Vic, you my man. He my man. Leon. All y'all cool with me. But y'all don't tell
right.
the truth. That man can barely walk, man, and now he coming back. Get the fuck out of here, man. That motherfucker ain't got nothing to live for, man. The man been going all that time. Just stay gone, man. Let y'all go ahead and glory, man. You doing good and things, and man buying cars and selling and shit. I just think they got them Monte Carlo on the goddamn internet. They got them thing y'all used to have, that 2002, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
What year was that back thing? 2004 or some shit?
2004, 2005, something like that.
Yeah, some shit like that. They got this thing. See, that's what I'm saying. Let y'all have y'all fun, man. Sit his old ass down, man. He still really got his shoulders up in the air and shit, man. Sit his motherfucking ass down, man.
Hey, man, the man say he coming for you, man.
Man, for what, though? You mean to tell you he's on all that time? He looking for Ruby Red. They done sold that bitch 17 times.
Nah, he ain't looking for Ruby Red. He looking for whatever you
nah,
try.
Nah, but you know I got to throw that out there.
Oh,
man.
Hey, listen,
not Ruby Red.
I try to run the man. I try to run him, and that old weak-ass G-body got on his Facebook page. He drove that
bitch. Sprayed, motherfucker. You know you sprayed. You sprayed on him, motherfucker.
Lord have mercy. See what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that's a sneaky piece about that now.
He got Dirty Down and got it on, man.
Oh, yeah. He's been
long
in the game a long time.
I'm still jumping around. Tell that motherfucker with his shoulders in the air, sit his ass, sit his little tail down.
He's playing on a little wheel.
That motherfucker spray on everybody. That motherfucker be lying.
Well, guess what?
That motherfucker be lying. You just can't catch him. Right. You just can't catch him.
Don't raise me like I'm playing. Fuck.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, kid is me. No matter what I come with, I'm doing something. If I come with a phone, I'm doing something.
Yeah.
ain't had a 12-speed yet. I mean, a 12-cylinder. I want to get one of them things.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see what they got to say about that. They going to say I should have had another cylinder to the motherfucker.
Kamala.
Yeah, man, that's what Lil Will said.
That's why I be switching up cars, because they always crying.
Hey,
and you know what's crazy, though? They do all that crying, Vic, and I promise you, this ain't no strike against nobody, no shot against you or nobody, but I guarantee you, they do all that whining and crying, but I bet you I done raised more than all y'all did with the cars that y'all raised, with the, all them cars
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, I mean, you did. You do a lot of racing. We couldn't take that. You can't take that away.
I done raced Kamala. I done raced Kamala damn near 20 times. I'm so close to 20, goddamn it, you can slap me in the face. And I'm going to bet you, them cars that motherfuckers buying and selling, I don't care how fast or how slow they is, them motherfuckers ain't got five races with them motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. No, you right about that. The faster cars, them the ones that don't do no racing.
Right.
Look,
so,
that's why. That's why. I love that motherfucking tow tank. Yeah.
Hey, that's why he got that goddamn bully. That motherfucker be racing that motherfucker. Many times he want to race in 1 year, man, because it ain't fair.
But I'm just saying, what's crazy now? Three little got a whole bunch of little old street cars. They ain't doing nothing. Them things look tiny and all that. They ain't doing nothing. That slow ass shit. They ain't doing nothing. They won't rob them up. They want 95 in a break. From everybody. I don't understand it.
We coming to see you this summer.
Said,
you still got Kamala. If you got Kamala this
you
summer,
we
coming to see you. You heard what I said.
With what, man? With what?
I don't know yet.
Man, you think I'm going to run anything? You think I'm going to goddamn
no, no, come on, man. I understand that. I know you ain't going to run anything.
No, okay.
It's something that
hey,
looks like
here's what I'm going to say. If you come anywhere close to it and I don't be the soul that bitch or trade it in, you know I'm going to try to get out. I always get close to trying you some kind of way, but you get to switching up on me. You know, they be calling you on the back line, Vicky. You get to switching up.
I just don't
hey,
want to put that blip on
me
your
back. Me and Vic was talking street, and I looked up the next day. Man, I'm not running you like that. I said, lock in, Vic. He said, no, we're going to talk later. He come back with a whole new attitude. I said, what the fuck? Somebody text him or something.
Oh, man, it's all good.
You gotta make sure you're searching.
I ain't gonna lie though. I know y'all. I know motherfuckers don't like it. They get mad at me, but I wish it was a law that everybody had to have a street car. They got a race car. I wish it was a law.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I wish it was a law.
But I'm gonna bring my damn. I'm gonna bring my damn street car back out.
See, my will. I drive
what
that
street car.
That smoke motherfucker.
What street car you
got? Mustang. You got a little Mustang.
That, you got a different.
Yeah, not that ugly motherfucker. That ugly man, he sold that rap.
Oh, man.
No,
He got a clean, you know the thing? Huh?
96?
Yeah, 96.
Oh,
that
okay,
thing just,
okay.
You know, it's just like a regular car thing. It's a stick shift, too. I told man, take that bullshit out and put automatic in that motherfucker.
Oh, man. Charlie can't drive no stick shift.
Yeah, I can, but I won't. I can. I just won't.
A motherfucker can't tell me nothing about driving unless they can get in that driver stick.
I can drive a stick. I just don't want to. Hey, I got a little Tony car. And broke that motherfucker. Remember that key?
Mm-hmm.
Got that Corvette. Hey, I burnt that bitch out like it was an automatic, all right?
Yeah.
They thought it was automatic in the motherfucker. It was a goddamn stick. When I chucked that bitch in second, that bitch broke. I broke that bitch.
Hey, Skin,
oh,
I broke it
too. Not that T10.
It's fucking two ways. It's two ways you can do a burnout with a goddamn manual transmission.
Go ahead.
You can do it.
Go ahead, because I don't know. It just was automatic to me. I went right up there and burnt that bitch out. They said, skin. Yeah, that's a stick shit.
Put in third gear.
I'm not the way you burnt that bitch out. I ain't burnt out in third.
You can put your right foot on a brake and an accelerator at the same goddamn time, turn it sideways and come off the clutch. Or you could just get out of the goddamn, drop the clutch real hard and do it. I can drive. I just too.
Well, listen to this, Ryan. All that shit you said, I ain't do none of that. Cause it wasn't nothing hard about nothing I did. I ain't do shit hard. That shit just started burning out like it was automatic. They couldn't believe it.
You can't drive, motherfucker. You can't handle no pressure.
Well, I know this.
You can drive that little light Mustang. You can drive that Mustang. That damn dirty, that dirty Diana too much for you, Ryan. That's why you ain't in there.
I'm talking about Ryan.
He built some shit that he can't handle.
No, I just like.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
Go up there, turn the bottles on. I reach in there, I turn.
Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, that's what you want to do. Ain't nobody wrong with that.
Hey, you want me to tell you this? You want me? It's so much shit to turn on. It's so much goddamn nitrous we turn on that motherfucker. I got to. We like two motherfucking pilots in the cockpit. He got to see me. I turn on everything. I said, turn on the nitrous. I'm gonna do one of Leon. Hey, that motherfucker Leon walked around that goddamn car. He said, three lugs. Hold on. He said, now the second kid is on. When he said, hey, he said, now it's on. I don't know how you can tell in your car whether the second kid is on or not. I don't understand how can you tell that or not. I don't know the way he got his hip pipes in or whatever the fuck, but you will never know until you get up there and do your damn do. But the man, I guess he was trying to bluff me. He said, now the second kid on. Man, I beat the living shit out that boy with a goddamn plate on that damn car. It was a fucking plate.
Oh, man.
He ain't had no fog or nothing. It was just one plate. Beat the living shit out of him.
Who you did that to?
Leon?
Oh, you talking about Leon? Oh.
Yeah. And, man, he talking about, you know, what I'm getting at is I just choose not to drive that damn car. It's just easier to me getting there, reaching there, turning everything on.
Hey, everybody got a job. Everybody got a position.
Yeah.
Just because you drive don't mean nothing. If you don't drive, hey, everybody got a position. Play your part.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you miss the ride. If you miss the dividend.
Good report. Shut up, mister. I ain't talking to you, mister.
Hey, Vic. You don't hear nobody telling man to get in his car.
Let me holler at Vic. Hey, Sarge, hold on a second. Let me holler at Vic. Vic, you can't say that, Vic. Cause Vic, you can't say that, man. We had two known races come on tonight. Leon and Chuck said that ain't so. I don't know why y'all let Leon get away with it. Everybody jumped on Chuck. Leon won the race. He was sitting there right there with him. Talking about you ain't spending your money, you ain't driving the car, you don't know nothing, you can't do nothing. You go out of the track and get. I mean, why y'all keep letting him get away? So you can't say that, Vic. That nigga said the same thing.
Hey, everybody got a position.
All right.
Everybody.
Vic, please don't say that, Vic. Don't say that everybody got a position.
Hey,
you got to be in that car, man. You got to be in that car. You got to be driving.
You got to be in the car. You got to be in the car. It's a lot of motherfuckers.
I'm
cute.
Just
thinking, sir, a lot of
motherfuckers.
He wasn't mad at nobody. He said he backed what he missed. He wasn't on there.
I don't care about a nigga being back, round, gone. Well, if I said today, I said.
I'm saying, he said he wasn't on there. When he came on, I said, "Leon, you know what's going on." He said, "I wasn't on there. I just came back."
Hold on, I'm back. What you talking about? I missed what? I just heard my name.
See,
he said, "I missed what?"
How,
saying how you can't until you get some seat time until you go down the track. You can't tell me nothing about no racing these sideliners no more than the people that driving the car. They came from Leon and Chuck. Chuck ain't on the one.
So what? Hell, if you when the last time you drove a car, sir?
I'm gonna show you an example.
When the last time you drove a race car?
A 1,000 years. I got in your car and got out.
When the last time you drove a race car, sir?
I drove my car back in '86. This 2000.
And you drove my car. You couldn't even do a fucking burnout.
I didn't drive your car.
How can you say a person can't have in a second?
They don't drive a car. That don't mean you can't have nothing to say.
How can you tell me you ain't drove one? What having something to say got to do with you having to race the car? You need to mind your own business about these people's cars. And focus
well,
on your
you
own
to mind
business.
Your business.
You have something to talk
you
about.
Need to mind.
Cause you ain't
that
got shit to worry with.
That go both ways, Leon.
Oh
that
man.
Go both ways. Everybody need to mind their own business.
Do you come on the phone? I worry about what the fuck y'all do with y'all shit. No. So what? Don't worry about what me and
Leon
can do with our cars.
Hold on, Leon.
Hold on now.
You just asked the question. Allow me to answer. I got a call last week saying you was on there talking about my car. I ain't come on and said
you
that
a lie.
You.
I ain't said shit about your car. They need to drop dead and die. I wouldn't worry about your goddamn car.
Why would you want somebody to drop dead and die, nigga? You might do that.
They should call and tell you some shit, nigga. Whatever I got to say to you, I said to you back. I ain't said shit about your fucking car. Don't care about your damn car. I got my own car to worry about.
You don't. So
they lie.
I'm just telling you.
So why don't you stop believing what everybody
says? Why would I not believe when I get it from a reliable source? Why would I not believe you?
Because a reliable person is a lie. He needs to drop off dead. That's what he needs to do.
Leon, don't make me call. Leon, don't make me call.
I can't stand a lot of pressure,
Leon. You know I'm a person that can't stand pressure. Don't make me call.
Don't worry about what I do with my car. Don't worry about what I do with my car. I'll show you how good a driver you is.
Leon, I don't worry about you or your car. I've made a statement. You want to catch that too? I can't let
you make the statement all the time. But you need to give your own shit. You won't be able to make no statement.
Hey, Leon, this is my mouth.
Nigga, worry about somebody else. Shit, that's my shit.
Let me tell you something, Leon. This is my mouth.
You ain't got shit to whoop me with. Nothing.
This is mad. I said what I want to say, what I want to say. What a nigga I want to say.
I heard what Leon said. Nigga ain't said shit about your
fucking car. Yeah, I heard what you said. You said,
What I said was, nigga.
Nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing. What you doing right now? You running from side to side right there. You hollering about a car that's not together. Hey, Leon, let's check this out, Leon. You hollering over here.
Hit
me about a car that's not together.
When
you got cars together, that's trying to run you and you running from it. Won't you grab hold of that? That's somebody that's together. Don't try to come in and make yourself. Don't come on here. Don't come on here. Nigga, don't come on here.
Watch me, nigga. Keep watching me.
Who been watching you? Nigga, you ain't nothing to watch.
You always watching me. I put gas in my car. You didn't even know how to start the motherfucker.
You did that, Leon. I give you a fucking clown, man.
I'm not even going to waste my time arguing with you.
Nigga, a clown.
Get some more press and I beat the hell out of you. That's all.
Off the phone, nigga. Get his ass to the track, clown.
That's what you are. When you want to lock in? Stop lying on me, nigga. Who is you to lie on, nigga? You ain't nothing about me to goddamn much.
Leon, nigga, you ain't nothing, nigga.
Leon, y'all let me get away with it.
Like I said, Leon,
You want to come on here and
worry about what I'm doing?
Drove somebody and whoop you, nigga. Drove son. He wants to run you, and he's ready and able to run right now. Low rider is not ready. Run a car that's ready to beat your brains in already.
Yeah.
Run him.
Nigga,
he wants to run you.
Stop digging in the ditch, nigga.
You hooping and hollering like you somebody, nigga. You ain't shit.
Yes, sir, I am somebody, nigga. Motherfucker.
He had the booking right.
Get your pussy ass out the way. You ain't got shit to do with this. Why don't you bag up, man? That's what I be telling you. Y'all are getting somebody's shit. Get the fuck out the way, nigga.
He can do that if you want to. You can't tell no man what they can't do, nigga.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick? Does she know how to suck a dick? Well, I had that.
About this nigga? Junkyard working nigga.
Always keep my nigga. I'm not worried about him. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, I said what I said, nigga.
And I said what I said. You know driving ass, nigga. Quit worrying about me. Stop watching me, coward.
You need to get one.
Yeah, he literally.
Leon, unblock me so I can watch
one.
He literally,
I
nigga, I went to my, Leon, you think I
what?
Care about the nigga blocking me?
Like he done said something.
He gonna block me. Nigga, you blocked me before. Did
you
I call
don't
you?
Get blocked,
I blocked
all you do is watch everybody
did
race
I,
and then got
do it right now,
anything.
Nigga.
You
do it.
Know
what
shit.
You keep talking
you
about it for?
Shit.
I should be blocked. Dumb. Spell dumb, nigga. Tell me the side.
You spell dumb.
You don't even know what it's called. You can't even give me a
initial.
You can't give me one initial out of three letters. You can't give me one, nigga. You don't know what your own name starts with. Your wife got to write the name down for you.
I know I'm the shit, but you ain't got to worry about me. Your damn show can stop watching me.
Boy, you missed one, nigga.
You are an old-ass boy.
D1 sucker. Yeah, well, hey, try to get here. That's what you do. Try to get where I'm at, nigga.
Get there.
Since I'm
what
old.
Get to?
Try to
you
get, try to get as old.
You
say I'm old. Try to get
no
as old as
nigga. All you do is stay on this goddamn phone and worry about what everybody else is doing with their shit.
Is that a problem for you? Is that a problem
yeah,
for you, nigga? Dummy,
you need to get your
big dummy, is that a problem? What I do a problem
oh,
for you? You big dummy. You only got mad because I said what I said. I told the truth,
nigga,
so you got
mad.
Nigga.
I don't work like
you
no slave. I'm sitting at home.
Who?
Kick back with my
nigga,
legs. Like
you don't work like a slave. You work like a junk guy, nigga.
A fucking living.
How you don't work like a slave? You work like a junk guy. You
get
a nickel for alternator, a dime for a starter, 15 cents for a five wheel, 35 cents for a carburetor, nigga. You a keep money, nigga, nigga. I get paid for having my feet propped up in the dashboard, nigga. I get paid for propping my feet in my dashboard.
You don't get shit. You get a bunch of lies, you lying sack of shit.
I tell you what you do. Send them ball here to copper your check. I'm going to send him a copy of mine for 3 days. I guarantee
you
I'll double what you make, nigga.
If you get a check and you look like shit,
you
ain't doing nothing with it. If you get a check,
look like,
motherfucker.
Nigga, look like, nigga, I look better than you on my worst day on your best day, nigga.
Man, you look like damn it.
You can't find a
farmer
on earth to
kiss
my
ass. That's what
you
look like. Stop lying to
yourself. You look 25 years old. I'm 64 years old. You like you 84, nigga. And not only do I look better than you, nigga, can do anything you do better, nigga. Anything you do, I do better. You can't run as fast as I can. You can't go in the gym and work as long as I can. You can't lift as much weight as I can. You can't do as many push-ups as I can. And I'm 20 years older than you, nigga. You ain't nothing. Guys.
Lord.
Y'all finished or y'all
no.
No good for nothing.
Y'all finished or it's all good.
I sold two dead men. I'm going to wake up and get that and steal their stuff.
Hey, come on. Come on, man.
No good. Man, fuck that nigga.
Come
I don't
on,
care
y'all.
Nothing about him.
Come
I'm
on,
gonna call himself getting mad because what he said. Show me your
come
man.
On,
just
y'all.
Catch me, hit me in my mouth. Make me know your man. Do
no,
me like you see a pop and get the hell
out.
Nah,
come on, Low Rider, please.
Do me like you see a pop. Watch,
Low Rider, please.
I beat your brains in, nigga. Do me like you did. Swing on me. Catch me one back turn and swing on me and watch what I do for you. I'm gonna whoop for me and Flop.
I ain't in it. Don't put me in it.
I get my revenge on that nigga.
I ain't in it. I don't want nobody.
Talking about how look, nigga, I look better than that nigga on my worst day. I look better than that nigga. I'm a fine, handsome, tall, slim old man, nigga. Told that nigga somebody to fight my
Loretta.
He look. LeBron, look. He 85 years old. Should retire 25 years ago. Working in a junkyard, making 15 cents for this and 10 cents for that. Peace working ass, nigga.
Oh, no,
I prop my feet up in the dash, cool in the summer, and hot burn up in the wintertime. And then go when I want to go, where I want to go. You do what they tell you to do, nigga. You break when they tell you to break. I break when I want to break. 15-minute break, 25-minute lunch. You better not take 26, nigga. Nigga, think he talking to. A piece of nothing. I'm going to block you like he hurt me by blocking me. Nigga, I don't give a rest for having you never unblocked me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, matter of fact,
he didn't get to call
him, man. Days ago anyway, nigga.
Can't we all just get along?
I don't bump that nigga. Like I said, treat me like he did. Fuck, swing on me and see what happened to you. I don't mean a nigga got mad because I said what he said. He did say.
He's been a bad
I don't care nothing about him being gone.
He gone.
About that nigga. He said just what I said he said. He want to kiss
he been
the
a bad boy.
Hey.
Oh, man. Why y'all go to please, fight, man. Though? Y'all already called
please,
me.
Man.
Y'all go to fight, so.
I'm just asking. I ain't fighting nobody. I just simply said it wasn't Chuck by
no,
himself saying. All I said was, I said it was not Chuck by himself saying how you need to drive a car, go down the track before you can tell me. So I said, Leon, right there with him, and he's going to catch attitude. Well, stop me when I lie. He said it. If a nigga can't be a man of what he said, whether right or wrong, Chuck never denies what he said. Right or wrong. If you can't be a man and stand up what you said, nigga, don't say it. Because if I tell you it's blue, nigga, you can come ask me $15 a day or 15 years, man. Nigga, still blue to me. Can't nothing about you. I do something to you. Care nothing about that nigga. Dead man, theft and stealing nigga. Like I said, nigga can't spell his name in box car letters and try to talk jazz to me. I put you in my car. Boy, me and my son already told me no drive your car, nigga. If I stuff mines in the wall, it's mine. I bet you I drive low rider, nigga. And I don't need your help. I own that, nigga. Me and my son. No good for nothing. And we ain't stole nothing to go on it. Everything on it. I paid cash for it, nigga. Every time I put that joke in 10, that's a payment for low rider. 10. That's a payment for lowrider. You waited till Marty died. You
stole, oh, man, that's a Kent's fee.
Waited till Kelly got killed. Lowrider. You stole his trash. You stole all his electronics. You stole his
fuel.
Nigga, you did nothing but a theft, nigga. No good. Hey, a nigga don't like what I said. Hang up, because I'm on Ralph Foreman. I ain't about to stop.
Look, come on.
Oh,
lowrider.
Shit.
This lowrider. This your boy Stokey.
I believe I drank some
Dahoodie
tonight.
Come on, man.
I drank some.
Oh,
I think
Lord,
somebody
I'm
put
gone,
some
man.
I think somebody put
now.
Something
I'm
in my country.
Hey, Stokey.
Oh,
Lord,
Stokey.
I'm gone.
I think somebody put some in my country time.
Stokey.
I'm drinking
some.
I'm drinking
some.
Oh, man, put some in my country time.
That's the way, Stokey. He don't want it.
He said he...
Hey,
I ain't gonna never drink no more country time.
My only thing though, this nigga come on here, he make his crack. I don't say nothing. I tell the truth. You want to catch your attitude. I didn't get mad with it. All I said was, Leon, you gonna try to go there because I said what you said? Then he started talking all that nonsense like nigga stuff. Nigga, swing on me like you did, flop, and see what I do for you. I'm gonna be some height on you, nigga. I promise you, boy. In about 5 seconds. Unless I'm gonna put you out of here, I KO that nigga. I dream of the day you swung on me like you did, flop. Watch what I do to you. 64 years old and I bench press your ass.
How y'all doing? Hi.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on, lad. Hey, Lowrider, I just talked to you a little later on, man. I'm gonna let you have it now.
My bad.
Come on, man.
Talk, you must be out there on
that
road.
No, I'm at home, man. I'm sitting down. I'm like, Lord, how am I?
Hey, kid. I was on a 6-hour, right? They turned me around 82 miles into the trip because the place is going to close before I get there. But you know what happened, kid?
What happened, man?
I got paid in full. Now, you know what they're going to turn around and do? They'll pay me again Monday to take it down there. So I'm going to get a double pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what I told him? I promise you, I get a son on the phone right now and make him tell you the same thing. I told his son, call your daddy and tell your daddy he owed me an extra dollar just for wasting my MFing time. You know what he did? Hit my car with it. When I get up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I go straight to the fuel stop and get my cashier hands off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this nigga, I make more money on the side that nigga make all week, pitching pennies for 15 cents for this and 10 cents for that, 35 cent corporate ass nigga, all day long trying to tear a motor down, trying to heat up the outside, working in a junkyard. Nigga, I retire while I'm working in a junkyard. I pick up cans while I'm working in a junkyard. Yeah, outside trying to heat the outside.
God damn it! How y'all doing? Not outside. It's cold outside.
Trying to heat up a junkyard.
Man, what was that,
man? I'm laying up in the truck with a first pair of white socks on. My feet propped up in the dashboard. And all I hear go,
man.
Hey, this shit cold-blooded here, man. Y'all got to cut. Y'all got to stop
you got
it, man.
I'm going to tell you something, man.
It's cold outside. Don't tell me that motor world is going down the
biggest fool in the world.
It's cold outside.
Think a person of a junkyard can match what them three initials says, C-D-A-O. Nigga, you got to be the biggest fool in the world. Nigga can't spell it. Like I said, nigga wife had to sign this check for him. Nigga don't know his name in boss car letters. I write that nigga name across the sky. He couldn't read it.
God
damn. Come on, come on, they're trying to draw on my car. Nigga, no, this is what gets me. Draw on niggas is in your field. My car is not even in the same category as his car. I got 459 inches. This nigga got 700 inches. But yet you want to draw on me. Dirty Dow over there, my big brother over there, my little big brother over there wants to beat your brains in. You claim it was an accident why he beat you the first time. Why you ain't trying to run him again? You ducked him and
all.
He
had an oil pan, though. He ain't moving.
Well, get out. He claimed he got so much money. Get out the oil pan then. Since he's in the oil pan, get out. Go to
that's
LKQ and get you a crank. Get you a crank. Oh. I want them to say this in you be tearing down. Get you some pistols. I want them Chevrolet in you tearing down. Get you a intake off that Dodge and put that hunk of junk back together.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
I bite my tongue. This is the problem. I done bit my tongue too long to not say nothing to the nigga. I should have done that nigga a long time ago. Bit my tongue too long to not say nothing to him. Nigga ain't nothing. I'm sick of fighting my tongue. I'm back on what they said I was on. Man, look, I'm beside wearing Tim's every day so I can stump a nigga brains in.
Oh, Lord, Lil Rider sound like he own business. I'm going on mute.
I want that nigga to do me like he did Flop so bad. I don't know what to do.
What the fuck?
That nigga is going
for me, boy. What the fuck?
Hey, I'm gone, man.
I'm at the side of your mouth to me. I ain't the one to talk at the side of your mouth to nigga, because I'll do something to you, boy. I'm going to tighten my chest. Me and Jesus know I'll do something to you. I ain't him. I am not him, boy. I don't play with other people's kids. Find you a toy and find it quick, because I ain't
him. Dogs ought to not talk to each other, period. Don't say nothing to that man, then.
I ain't got nothing to say. The man, who said he was a man?
Nigga
need to get him some business. Wait, nigga, get him some business.
Hey, man, y'all
need to
quit laughing, man. This shit ain't there. Y'all
nigga,
stop
nigga,
this
dude,
shit, man.
Get him some business and stop stealing. Somebody slid up to him and told him about that little trouble I had. Nigga, I had trouble because I wouldn't talk. I didn't steal nothing, nigga.
I'm gone.
I didn't have nothing. They didn't take nothing from me, nigga. Nigga, you stole from a dead man. Dead man walking.
Get off the trash break, baby. You about to blow.
You ain't gonna holler about, I'm gonna block you like a crazy day. Nigga, you think I give a rest behind about you blocking me?
He blocked you for the
don't
7 seconds.
Do it
you
now.
Out. He put you on timeout.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to put a 64-year-old man in time out. And then nigga had another holler about looks. Nigga, I look better than that nigga. That nigga 50, and I'm 64. 64, I'm 65 years old, and I can go in any club and pour the woman he pound drinks for. I'll leave out there with him.
Oh,
I'm trying to pay his way.
Hey, Eddie, man, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
When are you going to get a baby some beans? When are you going to take out the dinner to?
Anything, any woman that I want that give him some attention, I'll pull him. And he'll be paying.
He going to take him to...
how he look. I don't know if that nigga fixed his mouth even said that. I can't believe a nigga fixed his mouth to say that he looked better than me. Is that nigga crazy? Had that nigga looked at me lately? Had that nigga looked at me lately?
He's been comparing himself.
I'm a fly-off nigga.
Oh,
baby. I just had a nigga looking at me lately.
Big Ed, you hanging up on my room, call in the back line, because what I'm going to say, I'm going to say it.
Oh, man. 1-800, keep it real, baby.
Hey, Big Eddie, hang the show.
All
right, man.
Big Ed, did you hear that, Big Ed?
I'm going to tell you a bite, Mr. Man.
You're going to try to compare.